This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. I'd like to just tell you up front, we don't really have a... like an opening thing. We've just got a bunch of little pieces that don't really make sense.
Are these scary pieces?
This is just scary music, Mike.
Scared kids?
Okay, so we got that. Are some people too stupid to live?
Oh, hold on. Ooh, that's scary.
That's not scary.
Oh, too stupid to live.
27, 28.
Are some people...
No, hold on a second. 26.
Also there. Scary.
More scary stuff.
Come in, William Castle.
Okay, so we got that.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Then we've got this.
That girl, that girl.
No.
No.
Again, you know, not...
Thumbs down.
Not thick enough for an opening.
Not scary.
And then we got Kelly Ripa talking about herself last night with Michael Eisner.
How are you taking advantage of your obvious success, your likability in business? Are you going to...
Well, it's
very
interesting.
Doing things with Mark?
I have to say that because I have the talk show, it has allowed me on a couple of different fronts.
Yeah, okay.
Did she say because?
Yes, she did.
Because, yeah. Michael.
She was speaking to Michael Eisner.
Right.
But Mike, no.
No. No, not that one.
Something else, perhaps?
I'll tell you something.
Better.
May I take the floor for a moment? It's at the time when you're really stuck. Gosh, we've really got nothing to open with. And then you're watching TV, the events of the day, and it strikes you like a bolt of lightning. God damn it, it's an idea. Excuse my language. Gosh darn it, it's an idea. Whose time is here? You're talking about wildfires? Kelly Ripa Halloween. I'm talking about the Olympics.
In Beijing.
That's right, Mike. And the biggest news of all. Can you identify this?
Yes.
Mystery singer, you can.
Immediately. Congratulations, Mr. Chan.
Yes.
Yeah. JC. Jack Chan.
That's the official song for the Beijing Olympics.
Boy, he can really sing.
Now, we've only heard him sing, you know, with his broken English. We've never heard him sing in his native tongue.
Well, for months on this show, he's sung the incredible standard, Unforgettable.
We are ready.
You know what? I just realized something.
What?
I'm really going to enjoy the Olympic ceremonies because it's in China. And they, you know, they've been out of touch with the rest of the world for a long time, and they're going to be funny. Is this more Chan?
Yeah. Chan.
And is it tied in with the Olympics?
Yeah. This is from Jackie Chan's solo album in 1991, Mike. Hey, Robbie.
Yeah.
Why don't we open up with the lady with the flu shots?
We'd every little minute.
Get those ladies in here right now, please.
Every little ribbon.
It's got a beautiful, beautiful voice.
This, of course, the Mandarin hit.
Mandarin hit. I love their oranges.
My feeling. 1991 classic Jackie Chan.
I love a song.
Wow.
So obviously there's no real strong opening tape.
Number one with a chopstick.
So let's just let's do the flu.
Oh, she's dressed up as a witch this year.
Do the flu shot thing.
Gretchen has come again.
Look
at
this.
The wonderful witch, Louise.
Louise, who has outdone herself this year with flu shots.
Louise is a real life nurse,
and she's dressed up for Halloween this year
from Inova. And once again, she's here to remind everyone to get a flu shot.
Stress-free year this year with abundance of flu vaccine, correct?
Definitely.
Good.
More than enough for everybody.
Very good. Flu shots at inova.org / flu.
Wonderful.
And remember, you can't spell flu without F-U.
That's right.
Scared, kids?
This is the time now with all this, especially here in the Washington, D.C. area with all the cloud cover and the rain, the cold temperatures. Mm-hmm. Good time to get those flu shots.
It's always a good time. Now, Mike, you've already had yours, correct?
Yes, I had my doctor's appointment last week, and he gave me one, and I figured I'd grab it. But, you know, it's not the same when the doctor does it.
I know, and I even brought the ammonia pellets with me, so in case you got a little pale again, just zap.
Well, as you might remember, Louise, I'm certainly not the most faint-hearted here when it comes to needles and pain and blood. We've got one member of our crew that's particularly susceptible to that type of thing.
So let's just get everyone else done right away. And
would you like to go first this year, or are you going to go last?
I think Joe's ready.
Joe's ready. Joe's
I'm
dying
ready.
To
I've
get
already
his.
Been stuck twice today.
So. But do you have a physical today?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so happy to be the third.
Like, you know, I think it's the toothies, the teeth that look good.
Let me just say,
she's dressed like a witch
with bad teeth.
Have you had a flu shot in the past?
Yes.
Any problems with it?
No.
No allergies to any antibiotics that you know of.
And just the third eye.
No!
And no problems with eating eggs.
Oh, no. Love eggs. Love eggs.
And your date of birth just whispered in my ear. You don't have to say it out loud.
1902.
Hey,
perfect.
Good. A little
there you go.
Just get, and I like, Don, the way you're clutching your
little
sweatshirt.
Less, hey. A little less bedside manner. I'm more just prick the prick. Let's go. Here we go.
And that's Mr. Prick to you.
And, of course, it's at this time that we remind.
See how easy it is, guys?
Everyone guys, should get a flu shot, right?
Oh, and I want to say I love my wife, Tracy. Sorry you can't be here, baby.
What is
this, like the Oscars or something?
I'd like to thank my agent.
You got a flu shot, you retard.
May I remind everyone, you should get a flu shot during the flu season, especially if you are elderly, and for all the elderly listeners.
Well, you know, right. Buzz, you should come over.
Buzz,
here.
You really should get yours super quick. Now, Don is getting his now.
Buzz, come on over and get yours, and then we'll wind this up with the...
Man, look at the size of that needle.
With Rob.
It is so long. I just have it special for you.
I've heard that. Don't worry about it. I like
I
it.
Those big guns, honey.
Don, will you let us know when you get stuck?
I like it big, honey. You'll like it big, too. Mike, it already happened.
Look at that. You didn't even blink. Is that a tear? Do I see a tear rolling down your cheek?
That's his tattoo.
No, you know what?
His tattoo.
I'm just getting a look at Rob in his Fu Manchu mustache.
Yeah, I know. I love it.
Realizing
I like the lamb chops yesterday, and I love this Fu Manchu.
Thank you for the dumb sucker. Realizing there's no way that I could ever, even if I wanted to grow my mustache like that, that is the look of the idiot.
I might keep it.
That's
just
a Tuttle.
Based on that.
That should be called the Tuttle. That's the Tuttle mustache. Now, who's next? Buzz?
Buzz is ready to be.
And I see you've brought us little lollipops, too, which is wonderful.
Only if you're getting your flu shot.
Oh, that's right. I don't get the candy this year.
No.
And look at Buzz.
Just so sweet as it is.
Look at Buzz.
Look at Buzz posing.
Buzz looks like Fonzie.
Hey.
There he goes. And any pain, Buzz?
When are you going to do it?
Ah,
anytime,
brave man.
Anytime.
Okay, here we go now.
Thank you.
Once again,
who's next? I don't seem to know who's next.
We want to thank all the good people at Inova Hospital. Inova.org/flu.
Are some people too stupid to live?
We'll find out right now.
Okay. Oh, I see that Rob Spiewak is making his way up to the microphone to receive his flu shot. Are you going to ask Rob the questions?
Yes.
Any problem eating eggs?
Are you kidding? When there's not enough.
Right.
Any problem with antibiotics that you know of?
No, I find them delicious.
Is there a chance, Louise, just since this is the last one, it doesn't... could you... Rob doesn't like needles.
I can't even find the spot with the Band-Aid.
I'll show you the spot.
They don't hurt.
And yeah!
Baby bottle.
Yeah!
All right, everybody.
Wow.
Oh, thank you. I get a lollipop.
Yeah!
he's still in a great deal of pain.
Thank you, Nurse Moore.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Louise.
Louise, always a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
See you all again.
And it's the elderly and people with respiratory stuff that should get them, right?
Any diabetic, anybody with a chronic illness, anybody from ages 36 months on up.
Okay.
And everybody else.
Get a flu shot. Hopefully it'll work. Hopefully nobody gets sick this year. Of course, in our crew, Somebody
Thank
always
you,
gets sick.
I missed it.
There comes Joe with a camera.
And
Joe.
Way to wear the uniform. Way to wear the costume this year. That's
really
good. Do that all
done.
The time. Beautiful. That's great.
How about showing some skin, Louise?
Hey, really getting close there.
Bye, Louise.
Louise.
There you go. Louise having trouble with that hat.
There she goes.
That's for sure. Oh, she put the fake teeth in, everything.
Uh-huh. All right, well, let's start.
The Don and Mike Show.
I'm sorry. That was said with less enthusiasm than I really meant. I didn't mean that like if it was written, it would be sigh, dot, dot. All right, let's start.
Wouldn't it be more like, and away we go?
Yeah. Something like that.
Sure.
Isn't that right?
Su dia ya viene llegando.
Oh, wow. You are a douche.
Gracias.
I think you have the IQ of a poop.
Gracias.
Well, if you're not going to fight like a man, just leave.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Okay.
Being careful.
That's stupid.
It's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
Ooh. And I don't.
Well, he is.
Are some people too stupid to live?
There it is again.
Thank you, Charlie.
Peter North. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. I think he like 10 to 12 times at one point.
Gracias.
Why, you mother-grabbing bastard?
Mommy boobies.
Gracias.
Gracias.
What glorious goo.
Oh, here's the phone number.
Let's pick a phone, and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Almost. One more take. This is for Buzz.
Let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it Jesus style. Y'all want to walk with the ultimate rebel, right? The ultimate CEO, biggest celebrity of them all. Who's down with G-O-D?
Yeah. Well, what have we here?
It's TV Charlie.
Here's Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Well, thank you, Ed. Hi, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
And welcome back.
Welcome back.
Though. Right, welcome.
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 Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
How are you doing, Joe?
How are you doing, Joe?
Hey, Mike, we never hear from Jimmy Stewart, do we?
No, we never do.
And guess who else is here? Jimmy Stewart.
Great impression. Listen
to this. I'm Jimmy Stewart. I'm showing you how to cut apples.
Great Gracias. Job. Gracias, amigos.
Don and Mike show, and you'll be a good show
this
today.
The show is great.
Oh, yeah. Buenos dias. Uh-huh.
Phone number, same as it was yesterday, 877-365-3636. And today's SHI Thursday, you know, acronym for poop. So let's get right to it. Hi, Don and Mike show.
You know.
Here we go. Here we go.
Hello, Charlie. Here we go.
You're on the air. Don and Mike show.
Yes.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Yeah. Hi there. What's happening?
I'm just driving down the road.
Oh.
I just wanted to know, when does Don retire? I mean, I just want to know when to be prepared for that.
Sometime in your lifetime, sir.
Oh, man. That sucks.
Yeah, I know. Just driving.
Is Rob going to have a show? He's a pretty funny guy, too. Him and anyone else that wants to carry on.
Yes. Why don't you drive your car into an abutment now?
Awesome.
Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yes, you did.
Like, what is it? Gift said, drive your little car
I just want to take my little Mercedes and drive it right into the abutment.
Sir. Anything you say, sir. Yep.
You know what's amazing is now you're talking, but it took you like 30 seconds to even realize you were on the air because you are so stupid.
I thought seriously about driving home one night, how easy it would be to take my little Mercedes convertible and stick it in that abutment on the side.
Stick it in the abutment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gif.
That's even better. Stick it in the abutment.
Oh, mm-hmm. Gif.
Is this going to be a good day? No, I don't think so.
Oh, let's just into the here and now, everybody. Hi, Don and Mike show. What's up? Hello.
Yeah, I love the show.
Thank you very much.
It's a gloomy
day. Hard.
It's a gloomy day, and you guys are great.
I like that. It's a gloomy day. Uh-huh. It is a gloomy day. I like this gloomy day because we need it.
Yeah, we do.
It's a great day to be in bed, but
it's another great day for drugs.
It's a great day to be in bed. Are you in bed now?
No, I wish.
Yeah, me too.
Are you a man or a woman?
I'm going to guess a woman, Mike.
Me too.
Do I sound like a man?
Oh, turn down your radio, darling.
Oh, I'm a woman.
Yeah.
Did you turn your radio down before you were answering fast, lady?
Sweetie?
I did turn it down.
Honey?
Yes.
Yeah. Crawl into bed. I think Buzz of all of us probably had the most interest in you.
I think that's true. I think you're right. I think it is a good day to spend the day in bed.
Go ahead, Buzz. You can reel her in. Go ahead, Buzz. Mike and I are standing aside.
We have nothing to offer this woman, Buzz. It's all you.
Your bed or mine?
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Okay. Well, okay. I mean,
honey, I want to just tell you something. You're unclosable. If Buzz cannot close you,
I need more enthusiasm.
And obviously, I don't. I mean, if you know,
yeah,
what I
he
mean.
Can't close the deal. Nobody's able to close the deal. And when Buzz, you know, says that very sexy thing, you're better mine, and you answer with gack.
I bet you should use her bed because I bet it's reinforced.
I didn't answer like that. I was mulling it over. It's a hard choice.
If you got to think about it, forget it.
Yeah, see, we're Buzz's wingmen. We don't mind going and doing the front work for Buzz.
Thank you.
When we feel the ladies are too much for us, we you know, ferry them over to Buzz Burbank.
As soon as we started talking to you, I'll tell you at least my read on you. You seem like a very nice lady. You said something very nice that our show uplifted you on a gloomy day. Frankly, I didn't give the thought of sleeping with you one moment. I believe you annoyed Mike.
Well, I processed
now you're
her.
Backpedaling.
No, hold on. No, not backpedaling.
Maria Interrupto, I processed you early on as perhaps a perky lesbian.
And
And
the whole while.
Wrong on both parts.
And the whole while, Buzz, very quietly, very discreetly, threw in his little, I like going to bed.
Right.
Or whatever it is that he said.
So he basically turned you over to Buzz, and now we're hoping that there can be a little bit of a relationship.
Okay.
We could have been backpedaling by now.
Oh, God.
Okay, well, I'm still, you see, it's a hard decision.
Will you entertain one more question?
No, you know what, I'm sorry. As far as I'm concerned, I've seen Buzz, and let's be honest about this. Buzz has what I would like to call recreational visits. Recreational visits.
With
our female listeners.
Listeners.
Okay.
And occasionally the male listener.
If he likes to watch, Mike.
That's right.
Or if he likes to run the tripod. People have often said, how is it that the show has such amazing demographics from the womb to the tomb?
Right.
We say, well, it's very simple. Mike and I deliver the male listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz delivers the female listeners.
Yes.
One at a time.
Where would you like me to put them?
One at a time. That's the way to go.
Uh-huh. Right.
But I'm afraid that Buzz is going to have to now take the bait out of the water.
Sorry. Think about what could have been.
Yeah. Well, thank you. It was a great compliment, and you guys started backpedaling, and that's okay. I'll stay with the initial compliment.
Hold on. Who was backpedaling?
I don't know.
Darling.
I don't know. All of a sudden, it just sounded like a little backpedaling on the compliment.
All right. Well, then maybe this will make you feel better. You stinking pig.
No!
Take your valley of pus. Take your valley of pus. Take the ant hill, the mole hill, between your legs, and go somewhere else.
You seem to be a handful. You on the phone?
Okay, boy, it's cheaper than therapy.
Well, no, you just see. Do you have problems with relationships? You can be honest with us. We're all friends here.
I was being honest with you when I said you seem very nice, and you called with a very nice compliment for the show.
That was actually a genuine thought.
I didn't think
I was going to get through, but it was a genuine thought.
Are you Canadian?
No, I'm not.
Why'd you say genuine?
Because I do.
That's Canadian. Genuine is Canadian. My organization is Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
Out is Canadian. And
okay,
I always
I'm
thought
not Canadian, but that's how I say it.
Are you from an area close to Canada?
No. More California.
Who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Yes, please.
We got to get to that before we entertain any more time with you,
please. Pat Carroll.
When I 20 years ago, it looked more like Linda Ronstadt back in 75, 80.
And I hope that means you look like Linda Ronstadt as she is today.
And now I've heard Drew Barrymore.
Well, that would seem to be surgical.
Surgical?
Well, no.
Well, I guess the shape of face. But no, I used to look like, I guess, I don't know, Linda Ronstadt would be the only one that comes to mind.
Hold on, I'll translate. You used to look like Linda Ronstadt, then you got fat.
In 1980, not Linda Ronstadt today.
Right, no, but you look like Linda Ronstadt today. You've made the same progression as Linda Ronstadt.
From a petite brunette to a Zoftig blonde.
No, okay. From someone very hot on an album cover wearing roller skates.
I remember that.
That really, I swear to God, was the hottest thing on two wheels.
Agreed.
Seriously, she might as well be in the Mucinex commercial wearing a fruit bowl on her head.
Yeah, when she did those Mexican operas.
Oh, yeah. That was after the standards.
That was
standards.
Later, though.
Singing her cucarachas.
Yeah.
Lady, here's a question.
Later, whatever.
Here's a question you'll enjoy. Will you entertain a question?
Okay.
What is your favorite dessert?
Chocolate cake.
How do we serve it? With ice cream?
Huh?
Do you like it with ice cream?
All at once.
No.
Do you like to cut a piece of cake or just eat it until you're done?
Here's the thing. I hate being the guy. I would be the guy, you know.
The peacemaker?
She's a good lady.
Are you saying that are you gonna stick up for this young lady here? We're having a little fun with her. I've already begun to like her more and more.
Well, she's hung up now.
She's gone.
Yeah.
You know, quite oftentimes, and I feel awkward in this position.
Rob always drives them away when he asks their favorite dessert.
And it's such a nice question.
I always feel like I've walked in on a couple of my friends who've pushed down some girl in an alley, and I stand there for a moment, and I watch, and I know that you're not going to beat her up, but you're just going to, like, call her names, and at first I say, don't do that, and then after a while I just go,
Right. You know, sometimes...
Go ahead.
Sometimes I don't like it when Rob does that, but sometimes I truly enjoy it. When he waltzes in after we've had our way with that woman and he gives her the dessert question, I always think it's the coup de grace.
There's really nothing more pleasant than asking someone their favorite dessert and how they like to eat it.
Well, listen, I think we're all in agreement on that call. One guy dropped the ball, okay?
Yes.
You know, Buzz Spermalot.
Right, sorry.
Please, come on.
Just trying to make friends, Don.
She would have relaxed if you'd wooed her a little bit more.
She was sponge-worthy, and you wanted her to be a notch.
She clearly wasn't interested.
A notch in the show belt.
Buzz's sponge.
Contraceptive sponge.
Buzz uses it to do dishes.
Buzz puts contraceptive jelly on his toast?
Yeah, with peanut butter.
When he's killing his plants, you know, when he's got dandelions in the spring, he uses spermicide.
And he also uses contraceptive foam on his desserts.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's up?
On his hot cocoa.
Hello. Oh, for God's sakes. Anyone there? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What's up, Don and Mike?
Hi there. What's happening?
How you guys doing today?
Great. Great.
I was just going to say that you guys won me $20 today because you guys started out with the Jackie Chan skit or the Jackie Chan tape.
I know. I like skit is fine.
Thank you. It was a well-thought-out skit. Thank you. And why did that win you the big money?
Well, I had just seen his song, and it was on some, like, YouTube, and I seen it, and I told my brother that you guys were going to start out with it because...
You don't have education, and you can't hardly get a job.
That's right, my friend.
Mm-hmm. So you enjoyed that?
Yeah, it was fun.
That's right, we're on top of the hottest trends. You see it on YouTube, and then you hear it on our show. That's how it works, always.
And the Don and Mike Show, also home to the world's biggest lesbians.
And you know what? I was driving it right now, and...
You were what?
I was driving right now and I seen this sign.
And it opened up my eyes. I seen the sign.
You know what I'm excited about this weekend?
One.
Scene 4.
God, I just hit a deer.
That horror movie.
I just hit a deer. Oh my God.
Oh, you did not.
No, you didn't. Don't
you
lie.
Did not.
I just hit a deer.
You did not.
The fellas at the station are gonna go crazy when they hear this.
At what stage?
What are you doing, Maze? What is going on here?
I'm just sitting here.
How old are you?
I'm sitting here. Cinderella boy.
He's doing some kind of sketch.
I just sit here.
Some kind of improv.
All right, well, we'll let him go with this on the Don and Mike Theater.
Sure, absolutely. It's a, you know, it's a tall order. See if he can deliver it.
Well, if I go back to the station.
What station?
What, are you a police officer?
No, if I go back to the station, to the TV station.
TV station. You an anchorman?
Oh, Mike, of course, this is the anchorman for KRUD.
They're going to laugh at me.
Okay. God, what a tool you are.
I'll be sure here, you get it all on your camera phone.
Seriously, what a tool.
Is this low pressure?
You know what? You guys are awesome.
Is this low pressure engulfing the eastern seaboard? Is that what this is? Is he calling from here?
That's a West Coast call.
Jesus. Yeah.
Right? You're 916, right?
Yes, 916.
Yeah, right. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Woozy from the smoke.
Hello.
Milk, lemonade, round the corner, Fudge's name.
We'll be riding wildfire.
That's what we're going to blame those calls on.
Yeah, I think so. I think even though it's Northern California.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Well, smoke travels fast.
This is true.
Hello, Don and Mike. What's up?
Yes, I was wondering if Rob was entertaining questions.
Go ahead. What is it? We'll pass it along.
no, he's already at the microphone. Your question.
Do you like Ghostbusters?
Oh,
it's the Ghostbusters question.
Yes,
again.
I do. Do you?
I believe that this is a follow-up to the hilarious call from 3 days ago.
Right.
Where the guy simply wanted to know if Rob liked Ghostbusters.
Read my blog.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey.
Well, hey to you. Hay is for horses, and slop is for pigs.
Did he hang up?
And the Don and Mike show is for any mook out there with a telephone. What can we do
and
for you?
And big lesbians.
Yeah.
Hey, hello.
Listen, you guys need to get in touch with the producer out here in California on the 1140 AM, because they have you guys, they say, the Greg and Mike show before they announce you guys. They got it all screwed up, so I think you need to get on them. And
right, absolutely. We'll send a squad car right out there. We'll send a black and white right out there. One Adam 12.
Never heard that one before.
One Greg, Adam 12.
Greg and Mike.
Greg and Mike.
Doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense at all.
They're calling you the Greg and Mike show.
Well, why don't you call them? You call them for us.
Who is them?
They're not. Whoever announces you guys out here.
No, wait. Hold on a second, Mr. Lazy. Don't. I mean, really, you're saying whoever. You're not sweating the details. Why don't you call for us?
I could call for you, but, you know, am I going to get that for? They announce you as a Greg and Mike show. That's
exactly.
What
did I just say? So why don't you call them?
Really, we
you
don't.
You know what? I'll call them, and I'll give them hell, and I'll tell them they better fix it. And,
you do that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, no problem.
Because that matters a lot to us. Thank you.
Tell him you hit a deer.
That doesn't do us any good. You have to call the offending party.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello. Hey, Don and Mike. How you guys doing?
Hi there.
Hey, how are we today?
Having the life sucked out of us.
I'll
tell you something. I believe I came in.
Somebody took his funny pills today, though.
Oh, no, hey. Mike. No, no.
No, you are. I know you don't enjoy this process of having the life sucked out of you, but you're going down fighting today.
I hate it
you
when
truly
I,
are.
I hate it when I come in a relatively good mood, which is incredibly rare for me.
I'm about 10 minutes behind you, and when I crash, let me tell you, it's going to be very ugly.
I'm not going to crash.
I might.
I'm going to hover. I'm like a hovercraft right now. I'm hovering with good intentions.
But make no mistake, sir, we are having the life sucked out of us right now.
Well, I'll try and insert a little if I can, inject it if I may.
Good.
But anyhow, so you got the dreaded WN phrase that gets people knocked off the air. I think we have one more that we need to
hold
add
on. Wait, slow.
You have the dreaded WN phrase. What the hell is a...
Gotcha. Okay.
Quat not.
Good, Rob. Thank you.
Right. So you guys have that phrase that gets you kicked off the air. I think that it's time to add one more to the list that I've been hearing uncontrollably lately.
Okay.
Yeah, what is it?
And that is when people call you up and they begin their conversation with, you know, I was going to say, and then they actually say it. So they weren't going to say. They did say.
No, my God. No,
I know you want to jump on him, but, you know, he might be a nitpicker.
He is truly.
But he's got a point.
No, there's a job for you, and it's at Hanes Underpants. You should be the guy that puts the little thing in that says, inspected by 31.
Okay? Now, and I don't think it's just going to say. I think it's just want to say.
Mike, well, look, the problem.
And I'm guilty of that, too. That's a verbal crutch I use. I just want to say this.
The problems with the callers on this show are multifold. You can't start with grammar or semantics about how words are used. At this point, we're down to click and grunt.
This is true, but it's day baseball right now.
Password is tedium.
Quest for fire. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Oh, yeah, this is a deer. Some tool just hit me.
Oh,
that guy was so stupid.
Yeah, unlike you. Thanks, Einstein.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Where is he now when we need him? You just mentioned his name. God. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Just like that horror
Guys.
Movie? Yes. No, God.
Hi there.
Rob looks like a white ape. Bye.
Oh, wow.
Oh, white ape.
Wow.
Hey, hold on. We may have a great new nickname, you know, on the heels of the white shadow.
The great white ape.
The great white ape. Where's GWA?
Anasama Kong!
He doesn't mind the white part.
Do you think great white ape or the white ape?
Maybe just white ape.
Yeah, I think the white ape is the one that works.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Senor Don and Mike.
Yes, hello.
Say hi to the white ape.
Hey, white ape.
Su día ya viene llegando.
It is me, Senor Enrique.
Buenos días.
This is Senor Enrique.
Gracias.
And I want to touch you.
Su día ya viene llegando.
¿Cómo estás?
Hello, boys and girls. It's me, the Frito Bandido.
Dan, do you want to dance with me on cheese?
Being careful? It's very important to me, because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
Well, then why are you running? Why aren't you running? Why are you sitting there with her?
This man, this combination of Speedy Gonzalez and Borat wants to dance with you on cheese.
He's gone. I'm focusing more on the guy in this commercial.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
Okay. Now at that point, I say, "It's been nice knowing you."
Right.
And he says,
"And I don't."
Yes, he does.
You know why he doesn't?
Why?
Lemon juice.
Yep.
You just dab a little on your fingers.
Ask your doctor.
Dip your hand in lemon juice.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You see, that way, if there are any open sores.
Yes. You'll hear a scream.
You sure will.
Mm-hmm.
You say, darling, I want to bathe you in all kinds of oils and juices.
Right.
We're going to start with a little lemon juice.
Oh, you can't do that, because if you say that. No, the trick is, this is from an old college buddy of mine who kept it on a little shelf that he had over his bunk bed. And he kept the lemon juice there. You can't tip your hand. This was a clandestine move.
All right, so
and really wasn't a scream. The scream was for comic, purposes when he was telling the story. However, any real sign of obvious discomfort would mean that he was done for the day.
It's a red flag.
Finger to flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Scream equals
right.
Thank you, lemon juice.
So long. Thanks a lot. See you in class. Mm-hmm.
Lemon juice. Hello, Don and Mike Show. The many wonders of lemon juice.
Fresh lemon juice better than the manufactured kind.
Hi there, Don and Mike. What's up?
Hey, right. I was just wondering what was the over under on the African Americans on the game last night.
Oh, I got to tell you, I spotted at least one black man in the crowd.
Really?
I did not. He was
in the part of people, the group of people directly behind home plate, about 9 rows up. He was only really sitting there for an inning or two, so I believe
it
was a move by the Boston Red Sox.
This is just horrible.
Wasn't he the one selling hot dogs, though?
Now this is really distracting. Are you a Yankee fan, sir?
He's gone.
He's probably a Yankee fan.
Mike, even the concessions people, though, are white.
I've been to Fenway. You're not enlightening me. You're not telling me anything I don't know.
Watching the game in high def, though, you can really focus on people in the crowd, particularly right behind home plate. Did anybody notice the guy in the cream-colored turtleneck that ate solidly for 5 innings?
No.
I should have
called
you guys.
But home plate, that's one of the great things about watching baseball. Behind home plate, I know two of the guys. I know the guy that I see down at spring training that's a scout for the, and he used to be an agent. named Capstein who's there every single game. And then I know the guy that looks like Robert Redford, like the older Robert Redford that sits four seats next to him, and they're always there. And then the rest of the people, you know, come and go because they're different people for different games. But it's really interesting today. And Don gave me a call to give me the number one, the Yaz is a fag vote of confidence last night at the beginning of the game.
Right when Yaz was on the screen.
That's so funny. I heard the phone ring. Somebody said, your phone's ringing. And I'm looking at the screen where Yaz is, and I know who it is already.
Of course.
And then after that, you know, to add a little balance, Don told me that he saw one African American in the audience in the crowd at Fenway Park. Yeah. So it was an interesting call. And then, of course, you were drowned out because I was at a table with a bunch of Red Sox fans.
The guy hit the home run.
Everyone, and it was a very good night. It was a very, very good night.
I still maintain it's a game you could play tonight. If it's not rained out, play the game tonight.
I think you can play that game, and I also plan to play that game when they go out to Colorado, when they go to Coors Field. I'll be doing the same thing to see if it's in any way close.
I would take you up on that.
Right.
The game is not Where's Waldo. The game is Where's Leroy?
And I'm not proud of that, and I know it's a Boston thing, and Boston has that bad rap. But I'm not going to let it diminish my enjoyment of the World Series.
Well, touche.
I'm going to just plot ahead.
You have taken the lead right out of my pencil. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're not going to be a patsy for that Boston white-black thing, well, then forget it.
Well, I mean,
for right now.
You can do it if they win. If they win the whole enchilada. You know, that's when you bring it up. Because that's when I'll be really wanting to do my dance.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
How's it going, guys?
Exactly what dance is that?
You know, I don't know if you don't watch the local coverage, obviously, of the baseball, so you probably weren't aware of the there is fuel for you, much more significant than this issue you're talking about in the crowd. There is fuel for the victory celebration that the Red Sox had in their stadium when they waited to clinch. They came out on the field, and
I'm unaware,
especially the closer Jonathan Papelbon. If you get a look at this dance that he did. I mean, Yaz, everybody's going to be blown out of the water.
Is that what you're saying?
It's and it might have been when they clinched the division. It might not have been when they won the pennant. It actually might have been when they clinched the division series, for the season, because it's he does an Irish dance that is without question of any athlete I've ever seen celebrating anything. The gayest thing I have ever seen in my life.
All right, I'll find it during
but
the
so
break.
Gay that it's so over the top gay looking. That it's hysterically funny because, you know, they were just completely out of their minds when they were doing it.
I have a baseball question for ye.
Yes.
Why is it that in this time of modern everything, and I don't think it's nostalgic, so explain it to me, why it is when they want a pitching change, when the manager picks up the phone, it's the phone like from Leave It to Beaver. And you know what? Same thing in an NFL game. When you see a quarterback throw a touchdown or an interception, he goes to the sidelines,
right,
and he picks up the phone that looks like Commissioner Gordon's bat phone. Mm-hmm. Now, why in both cases are they
not using some sort of wireless technology?
Yeah, I mean, you're picking up a phone that you might as well have to crank, and like Andy and Mayberry go, you know, hello, what was the operator's
Sarah.
Name? Sarah? Hello, Sarah, give me the bullpen.
You know, I can only tell you, in football, I've heard that's very regulated, that those communication systems on hard lines going up to the coaches have to be a certain way, right? Don't they get in trouble sometimes? Like if the line goes down, one coach, it has to go down with the other coach, so they have to eliminate the line. The only thing I'd tell you about Fenway Park,
but I mean,
they've
all
made some improvements to it, but if you've ever been, have you ever been in Fenway Park?
No.
You realize, it's a great, a storied ballpark built in 1912.
Mike, I'm talking about, I saw it at a modern ballpark in Houston at that Minute Maid.
It's the
park.
Old, like, almost dial-up telephone that they use.
And it's the kind of that they would have in a 1950s beware for the A-bomb thing.
It's like the hotline.
It's the kind that it's rotary dial, but it doesn't have a rotary dial.
Yeah, it's just got the circle on it, it's sitting there.
You just pick it up and go, hello, operator.
Is it for security reasons? Is it so they can't be listened in on
I
by
think
the other
so.
Team?
I think so. It's definitely a hard line that goes right out to the bullpen. Not that it would be a big deal because they're calling, you know, they're just calling their bullpen to tell the bullpen what the bullpen already knows, that the, you know, get the right hander ready, and they kind of know that already.
And the other thing that I'm sorry I still find ridiculous, and last night I couldn't stop laughing at it for you baseball purists, I don't care, the whole thing with signs. You've got the two guys for Cleveland, or Colorado, excuse me, and the manager's behind them. One of them is giving signs, and the other guy's faking, or the other way around. But the one guy is just constantly, it's like nose, nose, stomach. Okay, elbow, nose, elbow, nose, elbow, nose, elbow, nose, elbow, chin, nose, 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 elbow, 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 shoulder, 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 chin, chin, nose, 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 chin, chin, top of head, nose, nose, chin, chin. You didn't catch that guy?
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Why does that bother you?
Yes, what's thank that? You.
Okay, all American. What do you mean it's silly? Now, I'll talk to a guy that at least played sports. You're not allowed in to say it's silly.
I understand.
No, lettering in theater arts is silly. I will now explain
why that
happened.
We didn't do any secret signals in theater.
You don't have to explain.
I bet you did.
Hey.
I understand everything behind it. I just think the guy looks like a total ass doing that.
Right.
He appears that's silly.
It's tradition.
Well, he looks like a rodeo clown.
Well, you know, for example, all right, I'll get, you know this. The sign for stealing a base is maybe brushing across the top of the forehead with your hand like this. So in order to get that sign out, they're going to give 20 other different combinations of signs so that they can bury the important sign in all this.
It's just you got to find the coach on the team that looks most like Daniel Stern from the movie Home Alone.
Did you notice the pitcher for Colorado? I had never seen him before.
Oh, the eyebrows?
The one that was, seriously, Catherine called me last night and even made her laugh. I said, Catherine, I believe the pitcher for the Colorado Rockies is younger than you are. I've never seen
a
more boyish.
Were multifold.
Oh, he had multifold problems.
He had the bad, he looked like caterpillar eyebrows.
He truly did.
And he really looked like he would have been rather up to his ankles in lava.
Every time he threw, didn't it look like someone said to him, you're shoplifting, stop. Don't leave the store.
Yeah, it was it was fun. It was fun. It was a blowout, and I'm still counting on the rest of the team to bring it on home.
Sure. I'll give you a clue.
Yeah.
What I wrote in the envelope, it's still valid.
Oh, good for you. Okay.
Still valid.
Good.
Mike.
All right, good. I'm glad.
100% valid.
I thought you wrote Colorado sweep.
No, sir.
Good.
No,
okay.
Sir. I got a break. We got a bunch of stuff, and we'll get to some of it when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Gracias.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The planet is fine. The people are. Because everybody's running around trying to save the planet. Yeah. The planet doesn't need that. The planet will take care of itself. People are selfish, and that's what they're doing, is trying to save the planet for themselves to have a nicer place to live. They don't care about the planet in theory. They just care about having a comfortable place. And these people with the fires and the floods and everything, they overbuild, they put nature to the test, and they get what's coming to them. That's what I say.
Wow, that's a little harsh.
That's what's happening. Yeah, well, and I can't wait for the sea levels to rise. I can't wait for some of these. I can't wait for some of these cities to disappear.
I can't swim, George.
Yeah. There are places that are going to go away. The map is going to change, and that's because the real nature. People think nature is outside of them. They don't take into them the idea that we are part of it. They say, oh, we're going for a nature walk. We're going to the country because we like nature. Nature's in here. And if you're in tune with it, like the Indians, the Hopis especially, the balance of life, the balance, the harmony of nature, if you understand that, you don't overbuild. You don't do all this moron stuff.
The Don and Mike Show.
I love him. I love him.
How about old George Carlin, huh? Curmudgeon-y, mean old George.
Buenos dias.
They race to the funny. Don and Mike.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Su día ya viene llegando.
Bueno. Hey, Don, I'm waiting for the sea levels to rise.
Come to my house.
Rob's got the sea levels.
Wow.
Somebody give me a C.
Scary.
Su día ya viene llegando.
I like that one.
What have we done with innocence?
Da 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 da.
It's just a
We did the rejoiner, right?
All right, then we're back.
Yeah, baby. We're back, and hi, everybody. My girlfriend had to have a mammogram today, and I don't think guys know how much that hurts, especially if you got something up there.
Well, if a woman's ever told you, you know how much it hurts.
If you're packing up there. Jan had to go back for whatever the thing is, the follow-up. She's fine. They did the thing where they check everything out.
Good.
And she had to go for the follow-up today. And, you know, a lot of times we hear stuff like this from our women. Mm-hmm. I got to go through this. It's not really good. And, you know, I'm as guilty as anybody of when I hear that, of going, I know. Try having a doctor put his finger up your rear, okay?
And
grabbing your sack and stuff. Well, I got to hear pretty much exactly what it's like.
Yeah. It's kind of a crushing thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Flattening.
Yeah, it is.
It's really like, you know how it was explained to me one time? It's as if when they do that check for us, that cough check for
Janet
us.
Janet told me it would be like
squeezed.
She said it would be like if they put a man's nuts in between two waffle irons. Oh. And push them together.
Advice. Yeah. Yeah, they do say that we don't realize that when we're looking at that part of a woman and we're admiring it, and we're lusting after it, and we're, you know, it's the focal point of all of our sexual energy, we're not realizing that they hurt.
And plus,
like if you bump a woman with your elbow or something, you can really cause a lot of pain.
As an added bonus, not that either one of us thinks that we're in a spot to bring another little one into this world. I mean, I'm going to be 50 next year, and Jan is 43.
Right.
But she still takes whatever the pill is. And the side effect of this pill is a side effect that I have no problems with. It really, literally, one of the side effects is it makes your boobs bigger.
Right. Right. And correct me if I'm wrong, sensitive, more sensitive.
Yeah, but Mike, if you have a gentle touch, there's no problem with that.
Yeah, I forgot that you are the gifted lover. That'll be your second book. You've actually started writing that one too, The Gifted Lover.
Tongue of Silk.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can say. The silken tongue. But
Tongue of Silk, Girth of Pepsi.
Thank you.
That's the full working title.
Thank you for remembering.
Mm-hmm.
But I really felt for her today when she was talking about going in. And she was saying, you know, you think it's great that I've gained a little bit up in the boob area. You don't know. And I heard what it was like. And I have empathy. And that's all I want to say.
Very good.
Because I have empathy. And
well, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's a very, very nice thing. I've heard that from women before, mm-hmm. that is a bit of a painful process to get that done. In fact, I think that modern medicine is trying to come up with ways of doing that test without necessarily having to go through that type
supposed
of thing.
To be like
it's that difficult.
Some type of like open MRI, something where you just lay down.
Right.
You know, I always, the lady would just lay down and go into the tube.
Yeah, I mean, very similar to an MRI where you'd be able to get the same information, and I hope they're able to do that.
I just told her, though, you know, I told you, you're fine.
Yeah.
No one.
You've already checked.
There is no doctor on the face of the earth that spends more time looking for lumps than me. Really, I live for it.
Find them.
You're constantly exploring.
I cop a feel in the morning.
It's a daily deal.
I cop a feel first thing when I get up in the morning.
Right.
I cop a feel when I'm lucky enough when she's not wearing a bra when I come downstairs for coffee in the morning.
Right.
I cop a feel daytime, nighttime, Saturday too. Anytime. We open our doors.
You're a feeling man.
I'm a groper.
But it's the good kind of groping.
I'm a toucher. I'm a groper.
It's groping your woman. That's what matters.
And tonight,
Gropo the clown.
Tonight, I ask you not. It will be a tender touch.
Yeah. Very nice. Yes, because you'll be aware. Well, is this a lingering thing? Is this something that lasts for a while, or is it like when men get it down there, where you kind of get that and then you get over it after a while?
Well, I know that when she had this done, this was whatever the follow up is that she had to have done.
Gives me the heebie-jeebies thinking about it.
But she had it done before. There were little bruise spots.
Ow!
Yeah.
on the side.
It's fierce. It's not fun.
And they, you know, they did that thing where they do a biopsy just to make sure. And that's like sticking the little thing right in there. And that
well, Jesus,
too.
It's 2007. Don't you think we could be, shouldn't we be further along in Star Trek medicine?
Yes, we should.
Where they can scan us with some kind of thing without having to poke and prod and do
I
all that.
I said I would write a note, tell the doctor they taste great. Nothing wrong there.
You know, when I was having my physical last week, I was realizing that the type of medicine that is practiced, when you really think about it, when he's going over your chest and he's doing the
palpate,
the tap thing, mm-hmm. isn't that done in the 1800s? Wasn't that done in the 1800s to see if it's a hollow sound or a solid sound?
I don't know whether
you have something in there.
I don't know if it goes that far back.
Well,
but
Jesus, it seems like it's antiquated.
It still works. It's very effective.
Yeah, I don't know. I wish they'd come up with like a little machine where you know they'd scan you like they do when they're checking you for firearms at a sporting event.
Right. Like what you want is the world that I want, which is not going to be around in our lifetime, which is the Star Trek medicine.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that sad?
When Dr. Crusher would just pull out a Sharpie. Mm-hmm. And go, hold on, stand there for a second, Rob. Oh, you have colitis of the butt.
Ulcerative colitis, yeah.
Turn around and let me shoot you with a ray gun. You'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
I feel the same way every time my doctor puts a leech on me. It's like, can't we get past this?
Well, that's what happens when you go to the budget buster with the leeches.
Leeches are back.
The leeches. But, hey, he doesn't have tired blood anymore.
Lots of vim.
That's another thing from Quiz Show the other day. Tired blood. Geritol.
Thank you, Charlie.
Geritol for tired blood. We used to buy that.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, Joe, are you back there, Joe?
There he is, Don.
Hi, Joe.
Joe, are we making any progress on that Wendy Rieger thing?
Yes, it'll be ready in the next break.
Thank you very hard.
Wonderful.
Joe was, hey, Joe, where'd you get that from, DCR TV?
Well, I got hip to it. But it's on the internet.
Yeah, so Joe just came to me before. I like your enthusiasm. Thank you, Joe.
Sure.
Came right before the show today and said there's a great tape. He was looking at that website, and there was a link to a tape of Wendy Rieger, who's an anchor person, mm-hmm. an anchor lady, an anchor chick for NBC here in D.C.
Right.
And she's talking about what it takes to get ahead in the business. And apparently, at one point, she says, and I just had to shut the door, and I left, and I just said, F you!
That's Wendy. Yeah. So, that's A.U. Wendy. She's a tough bird, that one.
That there's a lot of stuff coming out of her mouth that maybe Channel 4 would not necessarily want to put in one of those promos where they're talking about your News 4
That's
family.
That's interesting. I'd love to hear that. I really would.
Well, we would. He's working on it right now because we got a deal beep beep thing to get all that stuff out of there. And we never called the DJ Albro. This is a guy who's in Indianapolis. That radio station, WKLU, and this jerk-off is attempting to break the world record for the longest radio broadcast in history.
Did you say this was college radio?
I believe so.
I think it's a real station.
It's a real station, or is it a college station?
It's a real commercial station.
Okay.
Well, all right, well.
You know, used to call us college radio.
Abbas.
Don Imus did. I don't know if they're college radio or not. Those college radio guys. Call us that now. It'll help. Please.
All right. So it says call anytime.
Uh-huh. Well, this wouldn't count.
I don't know. I don't know if they're on or not.
He's hoping other DJs will call and give him support. He started at midnight Monday, this past Monday, and he's going to stay on the air until Saturday.
You know what I call that? Great stunt. Great stunt. It's almost as good as scooter races. And, hey, we are hitting on all eight. I have an enormous progress to report on that.
Oh, please do while we wait for the guy to pick up the phone. Take the time.
Oh, you want me to do that now?
Yes.
Perhaps Monday. Perhaps Monday I'll give you a progress report because we have changed the potential for vehicles.
Ah.
Not necessarily scooters. You know those little mini bikes?
Yeah, we talked about
those. Little mini bikes you see in the stores they sell sometimes? You know, the real little, like, Shriner mini bikes?
Yeah.
That might be the vehicle of choice, as opposed to scooters.
Okay.
For liability.
Whatever. What do you mean for liability?
But for liability. I'm on the case with this. Right, Rob?
Sure.
Liability issues. It's a parking lot, you know?
You're not on the case with this.
Huh?
You're not.
I made today 13 or 14 phone calls to
different
individuals that sold anything from mini bikes to ATVs to scooters to motorcycles.
You made 13 phone calls
today. Yes, about 13 phone calls talking to a variety of people and made a lot of progress.
Do you swear on your mother's life?
Well, I think that's a little, you know, whether it would be 13 might be not exactly the number. I wouldn't want to swear because it wasn't the exact number.
Do you swear on your mother's life that you made one phone call?
Well, one is, you know, once again, we're talking about an exact number.
The loneliest number.
Yeah, we're talking about an exact number, and whether I would want to put one down is, you know, that'd be a stretch. I'm not a fan of the swearing on people's lives. I've never been comfortable with that. Just that it's a little bit out of my comfort zone. But I do have...
Your party is not answering.
Oh. No S.
Please, try your call later.
Well, it's a request line.
I will tell you this, that in my mind, I have a very, very clear picture of how this thing's going to go. And I don't think I'm overstating it when I say it is going to be fabulous.
Sure.
I mean, it is going to be outrageous. I really, you know, it's funny you were mentioning Wendy Rieger because we might as well prepare for all the local news stations to be covering it.
Well, I know if it's...
That's how big it's going to be. And what have you decided what suit you want to wear?
I know if it's an OMP, I'm going to be there.
If it's a what?
An OMP.
What's an OMP?
OMP. An O'Mara production.
An O'Mara production. I like that.
Because I know you don't sweat the details.
All right. Arim. That's like Harpo.
O'Mara backwards.
Arimo. An Arimo production.
All right, well, this guy is not going to get any help from us because he's just not answering his request.
Have you decided what charity you want to do this for? Have you put any thought into that at all? Because, I mean, I'm certainly, you know, arranging the production, but, you know, I thought I'd give you last dibs on that one because
as
I know that's important.
Always,
to you.
The Gay Men's Choir of Washington, D.C.,
Very
Mike.
Good. Gay Men's Choir. And, well, you know what? God, this is how these things work. This is what makes them take care of themselves because there you go picking your charity, and now we have someone to sing the national anthem, which I think is going to be very, very special.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. What's up? Hello.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's happening?
Yeah, man. You know the little clip you keep playing about the genital herpes commercial?
Yeah, man. That little clip. Hold on. Let me find it again. It's a good one.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
Then run, brother.
Run for your lives.
Yes, what about that fabulous clip?
I have a fantastic story that I think you might just enjoy, man.
Oh, now, really, you're selling this now. It's a fantastic story that we might enjoy.
That'll be good.
Yeah. Okay, so I had an ex-girlfriend. She broke up with me, and she decided to get back at me by trying to go after one of my friends at the time, not knowing that one of my friends...
May I ask a question early on?
What's that?
Could you tell the story just a little bit faster? Just a little bit.
I disagree. As you know,
like the pace?
I have a problem with comprehension. I wish you would slow down a little bit for me. And could you start over, please?
Start over, yes. All right, well, Don's the boss, so you have to do what he says.
Well worth it. Okay. Had an ex-girlfriend. She broke up with me. They tried to go out with one of the guys, one of my boys at the time, to get back at me.
Yeah.
One of my boys.
Not knowing that the guy...
I'm sorry. Hold on. I'm sorry. Mike.
Yeah.
You totally derailed my train of thought. Please start over, and I'm really going to concentrate.
Yeah, Don really does want you to go slower.
A little slower, please. Come on now.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
The ex-girlfriend got with one of the ex-boyfriends.
Slower, please.
And decided.
Slower.
That
almost.
She was going
Listen, hold on. I hate to put it in these terms. Imagine you're talking to a retarded person or a 3-year-old kid. Please, start over again now.
Damn it, you're not going to let me get to the best part.
I am if you'll please deliver the story in a way
like you're talking to a child.
In a way I could understand it.
Okay, here we go. I had an ex-girlfriend, and she decided that to get back at me, that she was going to go after one of my best friends.
Okay, keep it sing-songy like this so I think...
Yeah, like Tom Hanks on his website.
Like I'm listening to a nursery rhyme now.
There you go.
Okay.
And see, what she did not know is while he was in the Navy a few years back, he took a trip down to Thailand. And in Thailand, he happened to pick up the exact same disease that is mentioned on that commercial.
Excellent.
Herpes.
Okay.
Now, she did not know this, but he did, and I did, and she thought that she was going to get back at me by sleeping with this young fellow. And now, instead of just one person having it,
you know,
it's actually a good thing.
I'm going to give this guy
down.
A round of applause.
It's really a good thing he slowed down. Once, you know, I really understood, I was just kidding, but once
I love the story. I do love the story.
It's pretty good.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
You know, sir, a lot of people would have given up with that because we were kind of playing with you there, but you hung in there, and I actually ended up liking the story a
very
whole
good.
Lot.
I know you would enjoy it. That's going to stuck around radio gods.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, hi, honey.
I have a request for you.
Yes, darling.
Could you call home and give Colonel Klink the location of that dead deer so he can bring you an early Christmas present?
That's the lady referring to that first
okay.
sketch.
Bye! Right.
Yes, people here. Love dead animal stories.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Little Tommy.
Mike.
Hello.
Yes.
It's Kath.
Dead animal stories.
It's who?
Kath, your sister, fat ass.
Oh, hi, sis. How are you? Kathy, it's so good to hear from you. How you been?
I've been pretty good.
I was kind of looking to maybe get a call last night during the game, but I didn't hear from you.
I was a little emotional.
I love it when your sis calls the show.
You know,
Mike.
My sister doesn't call often enough, and we rarely, rarely, if ever, hear her on the show, and it's always a pleasure. What can I do for you, sis?
I was a little emotional thinking of Dad, you know, the way he used to hold his highball glass till it almost tipped over.
Yeah, love that. Did he do that? You know, you were 7 years older than I was, Kathy, so I remember that story. Did he do the same thing when you'd come in, you know, in high school?
Yes.
Yeah. So how's Paul and the kids? How's everybody doing?
Same old.
Oh, good to hear from my sister.
What's it like being Mike O'Mara's sister?
It sucks.
Really? You know, thank you. That's my sister, Kathy.
And you, like all New Englanders, you call her sis.
No, I really don't.
I'm kidding. Isn't that something that you see only in TV and right. in the movies? Hey, sis.
I would call her Kathy. That'd be about it. That's what I would call her.
Hello. This is the Don and Mike Show. What's happening?
Hey, Radio God.
Hey, how are you anyway?
I think the scooter race is a great idea, but I want you to check out YouTube and type in fat guys on scooters.
Really?
The fourth guy down. That's got to be Don.
You mean there's an entire subsection on YouTube of fat guys on scooters?
Yeah, and scooters, if you just type in scooters, this is a worldwide thing. People are doing weird things with scooters and jumping them and having rallies. I mean, it's amazing. It blew me away, too. The other day I was just goofing on the thing, and I just could not believe it. But
all right, we'll look into it. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Put him on hold, please.
Yeah, I'll put him on hold. There you go. He's on hold. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that.
Gee, it's not flashing like it's on hold, is it?
No, it isn't. I'll call him back, though.
Yeah, sure you will. Sure you will.
It'll be call 14. Him back.
Thank you, Charlie.
14 calls. Thank you, Charlie.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's up?
What's up? Hey, I heard y'all was talking about spotting a black guy earlier.
Yeah.
Speaking of black guys, where is my man Rob at?
Rob's sitting in the back of the studio.
What's up?
No, Rob, the angry mailman, Bobby.
Oh, where's Robert the mailman? He was on the show the day I had the root canal, right?
He's right above my right shoulder.
He's in Boston this week.
Mike has a gigantic photo of Robert the mailman on his jet ski that's been blown up to poster size.
With
the heck out of here.
It appears to be a Chicago Bulls basketball uniform that he's wearing.
And a big Dr. Seuss hat.
Big top hat and Elvis Presley sunglasses.
It was taken right after he stole that jet ski.
Right after he stole it.
There you go.
Hi, Robert.
All right, man.
Goodbye. See you later.
Bye-bye. He's got fans everywhere.
Hi, Don and Mike. What's up?
Hey, how's it going? I just wanted to comment on that herpes commercial.
Yes.
They say that 70% of the people get it without a sign of a flare-up. So that means like 40% of the people see it.
Well, yes, that would be right if it was 110%.
Pretty good.
Because 70 and 40 is 110%.
So 70%.
I'm sorry to get all mathematical on your ass.
Yeah, but everything once again ties in together because that percentage is what I'm putting into the scooter races.
110%.
110%.
That's what I'm putting 70% into. Show of flare-up, and then, I mean, with no show of flare-up, then they...
Well, hold on. If you're talking about genital herpes, though... You know, and that's why, once again, I bring up the lemon juice. You're occasionally in a dark room, and if you do not choose to have certain pre-activities, you dive right in, and you might be into a difficult situation.
You understand, you keep the little thing of lemon juice, like a little thing of holy water, right next to your bed. And
works in the dark.
Very discreetly, you just dip your fingers in, and then you say, oh, you're lovely, and if she, you know, gives you one of these.
I highly recommend always taking a small flashlight with you.
That's very romantic, I imagine,
and practical.
I recommend it.
I bet you get laid all the time. All the time, man. You got to be Mr. Poontang, right?
I do all right.
Right? Yeah.
You don't bring a flashlight into the bedroom.
Isn't intercourse great?
I'm a retired mechanic. I got a little flashlight with a little tube on the end of it. You can poke it behind your ear, and it just looks right in there.
Yeah, but what does the chick say when you're doing that?
They don't know.
Well, how do they know? So much in ecstasy, they're not even looking at you?
No, the woman can't speak. She has duct tape on her mouth.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, I'm right here.
Can I give you an update on, like, motorcycle safety?
Yeah, because it certainly doesn't sound like you've suffered any major head injury.
Well, no, I've racked up about 250,000 miles on motorcycles.
That's pretty significant, yeah.
The best thing you can do is when you're riding, pretend you're invisible.
That's good advice. Thank you, my friend.
All right. Well, I was planning on going for a ride this weekend, and what I'm going to do is like wear a trench coat, wrap myself with white tape, just wear sunglasses.
Pretend you're invisible.
It was Chevy Chase, wasn't it? That was the last person to make that movie?
Yeah.
The Memoirs of an Invisible Man.
That's exactly what I'll do.
That's good.
I do understand what he's saying, though. You know, you pretend you're invisible. It means you assume no one can see you, because it's really kind of true.
That part's true.
That's part of the training class that
I understand
got.
That, but you could also take it another way, literally. You know, I can drive over anything in traffic. Nobody can see me. I'm invisible.
Yeah, that's right. I can drive right through this car.
But what...
But wouldn't they see your motorcycle?
Buzz, you can't do that during
the motorcycle. You're right. The motorcycle would have to be invisible, too.
Did you see what Buzz
did? Not as good as the picture that I put on your birthday card, Mike.
No, Buzz went to YouTube and found the fat guys on scooters.
This is the fourth one down that he recommended.
God. Oh, that motivates me for the races.
I tell you what.
Off to the races.
Yep.
I ain't nearly that fat.
Oh, my God.
That's good.
You're about the size of that guy's leg.
That's good for me.
Oh, and it shows him really riding.
There he goes.
He's fatter than all of us, even fatter than me.
That's not a scooter, technically.
No,
though,
that's
it?
A little bike.
That's a mini bike.
That's a mini bike.
Talking about those as well.
Actually, he's really fat. That's a Harley Davidson.
Mm-hmm. A Holly.
Holly.
One more call. We got to do a break. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What's up, Don and Mike?
So make it a dynamite call. Come on.
Dynamite. Hey, I have a question for Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz.
Go ahead.
Buzz.
Have you any olives, sir?
Have I any olives? No.
You even implored the caller.
I feel like...
You kind of gave him a pep talk there.
Yeah.
I feel I attracted this somehow.
And he even said it wrong. It's have you know
have
all.
Have you know all of it.
Right? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What an ass.
Hey, Don.
Hello, yes.
For those who remember.
Life officially now sucked out of me. That's it.
That's good, though. It's well into the show.
It's corpse time. How you doing? I look like a Halloween costume right now. I'm the undead. I could be in 28 days, whatever that vampire movie is.
30 Days of Night.
That's it. Hello, Don and Mike. What's up?
Hey, Rob.
Yes.
Yes, he works on the show. What can we do for you?
It's a shame that his phone dropped out because I really think that was going to be the best call that we had.
He's still there. Nope, he's gone.
Watch this one.
Let it ride. Let it ride.
Let it ride, poker.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Isn't it ironic that in the year 2007, the doctors are still practicing medicine instead of performing it?
Stephen Wright.
All right, Jerry Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, both of us looking for the observational humor. You're right, though, Mike. It was
more Stephen Wright. It would have to be a rip-off.
Low energy.
Stephen Wright.
Low energy. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Why am I rooting for B-Movie to be a tremendous flop, even though I don't think it's got a chance because it's got everything built in, it's got all the stars, but when I see Jerry on TV promoting it, and now that I've seen the clips, mm-hmm. and I realize that the clip of the little bee, it's got him doing that high voice thing that you do, Rob.
You know what sucks really about all those animated features?
I'm hoping that this is the one that families say, you know, we've seen this type right. of animation a million times already.
The guy Ethan from My Name Is Earl that we were talking to yesterday, and he brought this up. With 6% of actors in the union that are working today, and now these feature films, when it, back in the day when these feature animated features used to be these great not on camera actors that mm-hmm. had these amazing voices and did all these great things. And now it's what celebrity can we get next? And when you go to them
for 2 days of work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you go and you watch these movies and they've got occasionally they work, but most of the time they don't work.
It's vanity. It's the star. I've got a kid now.
Yep, exactly.
I gotta make you don't understand Daddy's TV show.
Right.
But look at this. Daddy's a bee.
Oh, and when's the next movie coming out with Jada Pinkett, Will Pinkett, Jada Smith?
Daddy, I want my puree with diamonds, please.
Well, make sure you don't read Mommy's book. Read the real lady's book that wrote it.
The real lady was on the Today Show today.
Was she bitching about Seinfeld?
She was very funny because they brought it up after she made blueberry spinach chocolate or whatever crap she was making.
Yeah. Blueberry spinach chocolate.
But I really find myself rooting against Jerry Seinfeld, and I think it's the promotional blitz with all of those stupid vignettes on NBC where he presents himself as, hey, guess what? I'm so great. Here's a small film. If you're smart like me, you're going to think it's funny and wish I was back.
I mean, he is the epitome of smug. He really is.
But if he does well with this project, he'll have enough money to retire.
Right. Dynamite Show. Jerry
Hello. Seinfeld.
Hello.
Hey, Dynamite.
Hey, hi there.
Hey, you know, Chevy Chase was not the last person to make an Invisible Man movie. Kevin Bacon made Hollow Man.
Yeah, I think you're right, Hollow Man.
And Hollow Man is really, really a good movie.
Great movie.
Who's the chick in that movie?
Man, the one that he abuses.
Kira Sedgwick, isn't it?
That's right, his wife.
Hot as balls.
Yep, and they became
You and I have something in common. I have a sister that's named Kathy, who's also 7 years older than I am.
Oh, really? Does she have as deep a voice as my sister?
No, she's dead.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's kind of rough.
I really was. That was not a laugh. I was choking.
That's what I was looking for. That's a good out.
That is a good out. Somebody dying.
She's dead.
Deeper voice.
Okay, now.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike, WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
You ever have the TV on and you can't find the remote? Gotta watch that one channel? Feel like you're in prison. My favorite channel is the Lifetime channel, because Lifetime is television for women. Lifetime, television for women. Yet for some reason, there's always a woman getting beaten on that network.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Su dia ya viene llegando.
What, stupid?
Gracias.
All right, well, see you around the water cooler.
Buenos dias.
That was not funny. Don't you stop laughing. That ain't funny.
Su dia ya viene llegando.
He's always got that swagger when he's speaking Spanish.
Well, what have we here?
It's the president speaking Spanish, Charlie.
Buenos dias.
Aficionados of Tinkle Erotica, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
All right, so Wendy Rieger is considered maybe in the top three pieces of ass as far as ladies that bring us the news here in Washington, D.C. on TV.
I agree.
All right. I mean, I've got issues with her complexion, but she's a decent-looking woman.
Sure. I've known her longer than any of you guys. I went to school with her, and she was a hottie back in the day, too.
Mm-hmm. To be honest,
all I remember is she had, and no offense to Wendy, she had a big, huge, doofy boyfriend with big, huge sideburns. That's all I remember about this guy. And he was like a football player, but we didn't have a football team at AU.
He's the guy that told you the lemon juice story, isn't he?
He's the guy, yeah. I never really knew him. They were, Wendy, I think, is a year ahead of me, I'm pretty sure.
Oh. All right, so she's
9 years ahead of me.
Relatively good looking.
Yes.
A later in life than a lot of ladies in television. She's being pushed out maybe by someone younger. You know, that's just how it goes in the business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But she's hung in there at Channel 4. A lot of people think she's a babe. And this is some infomercial.
Is she trying to help young broadcasters or giving some advice on how to get ahead in the business?
I believe that's what this excerpt is from.
It's a trailer for a project called Five Keys to Mastery. So I think it's not just broadcasting. I think it's just getting ahead in life.
Okay.
All right, so here she is. Wendy Rieger.
Every time I've moved up in this business, it's because I've been so pissed off in a bathroom stall crying. And I get out and I think, F you. And I pick up the phone and I make that call that I've been putting off. And next thing you know, I'm up another level.
Wow.
Tough Every broad. Time I've moved up in this business, it's because I've been so pissed off in a bathroom stall crying, and I get out and I think, F you.
F you, George Michael. I'm tired of your advances under the desk.
Tired of you driving me into the bathroom stall and making me cry.
And I pick up the phone and I make that call that I've been putting off. And next thing you know...
Hello, HR? This is Rieger Wendy. I want to talk about Ryan Bob.
You know that news director you're so excited about? Well, you know what he offered to do for me? And it had nothing to do with the news. I want him out now.
Channel 4, your station for news. And people who care about the community. Wendy Rieger, live at 5.
Every time I've moved up in this business, it's because I've been so pissed off in a bathroom stall crying. And I get out and I think, F you.
News for you.
Jim Vance followed me into the ladies' room and tapped his foot on mine when I was in the stall.
And now, here's Wednesday's child.
Every time I've moved up in this business, it's because I've been so pissed off in a bathroom stall crying, and I get out and I think, F you.
No one wants to adopt this poor news lady. She's Wednesday's child.
I'll adopt her. Uh-huh. No problem at all. Come on, Wendy.
All right.
Stay with me for a while. Wendy Rieger.
That is good.
She's a tough lady.
I like that.
I don't hear Harrison saying that.
Someone should tell Allison Starling, incidentally, from Channel 7 here in town, who's about, I'm guessing, 15 years younger than Wendy Rieger.
Yeah, probably.
That if you want to be taken seriously as a journalist, would someone do a search and see if you could find me the cover, please, of, I think it's Northern Virginia Magazine.
What's she doing?
It's one of those magazines I got in the mail that you throw away immediately.
Right.
But I kept it because the story on the cover says Shopping with Celebrities.
All right.
And it's a chick from Channel 7 who I think is very cute.
Uh-huh.
And she's posing. The only way I can describe this is she's posing like Marlo Thomas did.
Mm-hmm.
In That Girl.
Oh, really?
Where it's a silhouette of her,
mm-hmm.
and she's got a big hat on and a big smile, and both hands are full of bags. Like
full of packages?
From Macy's and Nordstrom's, and she's got one leg at that angle that says, I'm a crazy shopper.
I'm a shopaholic.
I mean...
And yeah. You're saying it diminishes the credibility.
Yeah, you have to look at the picture. I'm not doing it.
You'd want to see the glasses on top of the head, the pencil over the ear, the rolled up sleeves.
Yeah, I mean,
anything to add a little credibility.
Like Peter Jennings.
You want to be taken seriously,
right?
Well, maybe don't pose like Marlo Thomas in 1969, like Daddy's just sent you out on a shopping.
Well, street. See, I would go a step further. I would say instead of being halfway there with That Girl. Why don't you go, go all the way and make it look like one of Mary Carey's, video covers?
I'd like that.
You know, why don't you have her just in a blanket, coming out of the shower, looking fetchingly at the camera?
What's the motto again of Mary Carey's videos?
Oh,
I know it's a good slogan.
It is a great slogan.
It's
no condoms,
all natural breasts, all naked sex, and never a condom.
Right.
The leading in fetish video. Remember,
very, very proud of that.
Remember when they sent us 27 volumes of foot fetish videos?
Gracias.
And we left them out, and the weekenders snatched them up like donuts.
They were vanished. They were gone by the time we got in after the weekend.
There was no sign of them.
It was bastards.
Right after the Pat Gauze show.
But you've always had a thing for Alison Starling, haven't you?
She's cute.
I think she's too milk toast.
Too Allison-y?
Yeah. Just there's, you know, I like the edge. Like, who's the lady on Channel 9?
Oh, Tracy Neal.
Tracy Neal.
Yeah. Oh.
Tracy Neal is, she's got the credibility, but also the sexy thing going on.
And I like
on.
Gervier.
Here's the problem with Tracy Neal.
I like Megan McGrath, too.
Yeah. Who doesn't?
Okay, Chief Wahoo Teeth. We said that yesterday.
Yes,
McGrath.
We did. Yeah.
The problem with Tracy Neal is that she fancies herself as the next Oprah. You know, she went to Africa. She adopted a couple of kids. She's a single chick.
But I think she's still got a lot of potential, and I mean, she could be the next Oprah.
Mike, what I'm saying is it ruins it. It's like, what guy is going to walk into that now? She's going to have to find a Stedman.
Isn't she married?
No, she's a single mom.
I believe she is a single mom.
I thought she was married to, like, a surgeon or something.
No, she's getting it done.
She's gorgeous.
She's single?
I think Liz Crenshaw is single.
God.
You
threw water all over that one.
I believe that I could make love to the bags under Lynn Crenshaw's eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Liz Crenshaw's eyes.
Nothing would make her happier.
Then they would do a feature called, Did He Really Do That?
Where did I hear that Tracy Neal was married to, like, a prominent doctor?
I think the big
story... you don't have a chance because she's with a doctor.
The big story is that she went and adopted. I didn't think she was married.
Yeah. Really? And then that leads to the whole, you know, discussion, which we really shouldn't get into.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
You got to be careful with
and
that.
We made a marriage discovery today that surprised us both.
Because I'm talking about, you know, like the late Effeline Barry.
Mm-hmm.
Did I pronounce Effie's first name correctly?
Effeline, I believe.
Effeline. Because wasn't there that whole rumor that the late Effeline Barry was having an affair with a prominent news anchor who used to work at...
I recall that rumor.
At Channel...
I never heard it.
7. You never heard that about...
At Channel 7?
You never heard about...
Damn it, your mouth is in the back of the microphone. Oh, yeah. See, I was thinking as soon as I heard affair, I thought.
Loose lips, Jack. Yeah. Everybody was talking about it.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, that was a big story around Washington.
That's the word.
It wasn't out in the open, though, was it? Was it in inside media circles?
If we knew about it,
yeah,
it
everybody
would have
been
a good secret.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
And today we found out that Neil Sedaka has been married for 45 years. You could have knocked me over with a feather.
Neil Sedaka's been married?
For 45 years.
To a woman?
Ron calls me up with his bullet and says, I have proof Neil Sedaka's not gay. And I'm like,
Hold on a second, though. That doesn't necessarily mean he's not gay.
He's got kids and grandkids.
Doesn't matter. Tomo Joe has kids.
But it's Neil Sedaka.
So does Larry Craig.
So does Larry Craig, exactly. So didn't that guy from, governor from New Jersey.
McGreevy.
Didn't he have kids, too?
Sure. I believe so.
Sure, yeah.
Yes, he did.
He had 3 kids by Neil Sedaka.
You never know when you're going to be in that bathroom stall and you're going to have somebody tap your foot.
So my best wishes to the Sedakas.
So about Tracy Neal from Channel 9, yeah, she is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure if she plays for our team or for the other team.
Right.
But... you got to think that any woman, and I'm talking about if you got a shot at her, is what I'm saying.
Right.
Any guy out there watching TV thinking that maybe if you're in Circuit City on Saturday and you saw her and you could strike up a conversation with you, I'm telling you, she's out of everybody's league because she's into humanitarian efforts. She's beautiful. She's got no...
She needs somebody that almost would have to be vetted out like a presidential candidate.
Like Stedman.
Mm. You'd have to have a guy that had that... impeccable reputation.
Yeah,
but occasionally,
like Stedman.
Occasionally, even though you've got the powerful career woman who has the career agenda, you get the occasional love is blind scenario where, you know, a schlub comes along. You know, they don't always, but yes, it happens all the time.
Mike, real life is not like King of Queens.
They sometimes pick a schlub.
Not somebody as hot as Tracy Neal.
I know it's not in the same category, but it's close. Brittany and K-Fed would be an example.
No. Listen.
She's white trash. I know that. But, you know, if she'd had the right handlers, you know, obviously she wasn't even listening to anybody. If she'd listened to people that had been around her, K-Fed would have never
had
them.
You got to give me a better example to go up against Tracy Neal than
I know. Damn it. I wish
Britney
I could find
one. Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
I don't know.
I'm telling you.
Like you're talking an example of a prominent woman who has a schlub husband or boyfriend.
I can't think of it. She's going to come up with, Tracy Neal's going to come up with some Stedman-type guy.
I think I'd have to find, like, a Hollywood actress.
Yeah.
That I don't think I could find a politician or anything like that. Mm-hmm. You'd have to find.
There's the problem. Yes. All right, let's talk about hot Hollywood actresses.
Okay.
Be they young or be they old. Can you imagine any of them with a guy like us?
Yes.
Really? Could you picture Michelle Pfeiffer with a man like you or I?
God, this actress that I'm thinking of, she had cancer. I know that, and she was very popular, and she was blonde.
Well, that turns me on.
She was blonde. God damn it, I can't remember. I can't even for the light. Can't even come close to remembering her name.
Judith
but she,
Light?
No, it wasn't Judith Light. But she was a cute blonde lady, and she was kind of hot, kind of sexy, and she had a schlubby, old, bald, fat husband. You know who I'm talking about? Rob, I swear to God, it's so long ago, and she's fallen off the radar as far as a celebrity. I know I'm not helping anybody with this.
You know, maybe
somebody might know who I'm talking about.
Maybe she picked a schlub because she has cancer.
No, this is pre-cancer. She started dating the schlub.
You know? You're not talking
I got
about
it for you. Now, you're going to laugh at me, but I'm just trying to get...
Who's
I'm
that?
Trying to get... No, you're not. Because you hate her so much.
Say it. Who?
Celine Dion and her husband.
Ugh.
But he's a powerful guy.
And he's like, he created her.
Yeah, he created her.
He's like Elvis's guy, like Colonel Tommy.
I know they are out there. We're talking about the couples, prominent women, beautiful women, wonderful, talented actresses that are with schlubby, dumpy guys. They exist out there. Mm-hmm. They do. I know they do.
Okay, name them. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Sandra Bullock is married to a schlub.
Jesse James?
He's a cameraman. He's like, he's a nobody. He's like,
well,
he's
I thought she was married to Jesse James.
She's married to the guy with the motorcycle show.
She's the lady, the Jesse James one.
She's married to the guy that we thought was the Tuttles.
And he got mad at us. I don't even know the name of his show.
I think it's called Rides.
Rides.
Hello, Don and Mike Show, maybe. Hello.
Radio Gods.
Howdy, what's up?
Hey, not good looking, but prominent. You'd have to go with Elizabeth Taylor and what's his name, Larry?
No, she's been married 8 times. That doesn't count. But, you know, it was close in the day when she married that guy, Larry Fortensky.
Hello, right? Don and Mike Show. But she was a pig at that point.
She was.
You can't say Elizabeth
right.
Taylor was hot.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
He was hotter than she was.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and
hey,
Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What about Julia Roberts and Lyle Lovett?
Yep.
All right.
Here's a good
okay,
example.
You know what, there? But here's the thing.
But he was a star.
And he's eccentric.
Yep.
And he's quirky.
Yes. Right.
He's exactly. Not like you and I, a putz.
I know they exist out there. It's
a
just
loser.
Got it.
You don't hear about him a lot.
Rhea Perlman.
He had money.
And she is still hot.
She's hotter than balls.
He's looking for anybody his size.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Sure.
You talking about Dan DeVito?
Yeah, Danny.
Daniel.
And really, it's not necessarily the ugly factor, because the ugly factor can be accepted if the guy is a power mover, you know, is a mover and a shaker.
That is cool.
That can be accepted. But I know somewhere out there you've got the prominent woman that has the spouse or boyfriend buried.
Don and Mike, hello.
Janet Jackson.
Who was she married to?
You mean that producer? That producer guy,
Jermaine Dupri?
Yeah,
he's beautiful.
The old ugly guy.
But he's a producer, right?
Yeah,
a high-powered producer.
He's tied into her career.
Yeah. It's hard to find.
Not thick enough. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Fiona Face Mart, and if then whatever his name is or her name is.
Say it again.
What was that? You got all jumbled up there. What's going on?
What working at the service station says what?
The guy with the face cancer, Seal, and.
No, Seal's a major star.
Well, I know, but he's still...
It's not cancer.
No.
Seal has lupus or whatever.
Lupus, he had scars from lupus, but he's also like a major recording star.
Someone who's a loser like us.
It's got to be a loser guy, and it can be a guy who really... And I know they exist. There's somewhere there's got to be a prominent woman.
And Mike?
Whether it be a senator, whether it be a woman in the movies, and she's married to like an insurance guy.
I'm going to throw a caveat at this.
All right.
The guy's got to be a schlub.
He's got to be a schlub as well, because he can't be like a loser guy with a loser job who's an Adonis. Doesn't count.
He's right. Got to be someone like you and I, mm-hmm. and it's got to be someone who shares our lack of initiative
right.
when it comes to making relationships and making everything work.
Okay. All
what
right.
I'm talking about is, and you don't have to be beautiful. I would say, like, if that chick from The Office
mm-hmm.
who just got divorced,
right,
Jenna Fischer, mm-hmm. if her husband had been a fat load like you and me.
Just a regular guy.
That would count.
Just, right. Where she goes into the studio every day to make her hit television show, and he goes off to make donuts.
If in real life she was married to the fat, bald guy on The Office.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, and, but the fat bald guy in the office wasn't a character actor.
Right. If he was, he was a regular guy. A real guy.
He was a regular guy. I swear to God, somewhere, really, we can't go without finding one person like this.
You know who's close, but it doesn't really count because it was such a short marriage, is Brittany married that guy, Jason Alexander.
No, but no, because Brittany, we've already wiped Brittany out because she's trash.
Leave Brittany alone!
But he was schlubby.
No, he wasn't. He was kind of a, you know, a, like an athletic
guy.
He
was more together than the other Jason Alexander.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, physically.
That is
true. Right.
Yeah, no, yeah. George Costanza.
It's the summer of George.
And even in the political arena, it could work if the guy was just an average guy. Just an average do-not. If it was like,
and
say.
Hold on. Don't say Fred Thompson, because I've seen those pictures, and it looks like, no offense, Mike, looks like he's sitting with his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's not really what we're talking about. Because
why would I take offense to that?
Because Fred Thompson is not a schlub like us.
Well, can I be honest with you?
Fred Thompson,
you mentioned,
is someone who's got a hot wife.
You mentioned my girlfriend, who is, as you will testify to, easy on the eye. And I get that feeling sometimes. And I walk into a restaurant or something with, and this is just on looks. Mm-hmm. Where there were guys. Last night, there were guys that actually thought that she wasn't with me.
Gracias.
And they were kind of acknowledging her. It happens all the time. Uh-huh. But you know what? And sometimes when I'm sitting right next to her, you know why they're acting like she's there by herself?
Why?
Because in their minds, they can't conceive of it.
That's what I'm saying.
They can't even conceive of it.
That's what I'm saying.
And so I don't like that.
So we're talking about it in real life.
Right.
Imagine in Hollywood life, mm-hmm. in celebrity life.
There has to be. And it could be. It can be a boyfriend or it can be a husband. There has to be at least a couple of them floating around out there.
A dozen of them at least.
There's got to be, because women don't think like guys do.
You know,
women don't go for, I mean, really, the truth is they really don't always go for the pretty man. A lot of women do.
So many of our classic slobs are no longer with us, though. Sam Kinison, Chris mm-hmm. Farley, mm-hmm. John Belushi.
But see, you're talking about all slobs that were
talented
superstar slobs.
Yeah, right. They had to be regular Joe slobs
This guy, and I forgot the blonde lady.
Hold on, we got to do this. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Buenos dias.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
First segment.
It's done that way all the time.
It frequently is. It frequently is.
Well, then we better talk about it.
Do you hear me complaining about it?
Then we better talk about it.
Tonight I'm complaining because tonight I said
then we better talk about it because I think you've got a problem. I think we've got a problem, all right? If that's what you think, then we'll talk about it after the show, and we'll talk about it with Roger Bell. Because I'm not going to sit here night after night and put up with this. Okay.
Night after night? Night after night?
Well, it looks to me like that's the way it's going to go.
I'll take the ante up a little higher than that, even. You're not only wrong, you're way out of line.
Let me tell you something.
You started it, pal.
You want Harold Green, you might get him.
Fine with me. Good old Harold Green.
Okay. Okay. You want to start dealing with go ahead. What you want.
That's correct.
You just might get it.
Here he comes now.
You know, you go home and have a couple of shooters, and I don't know what the happens, but when you come back, you're not the same lady.
That's not true.
Some nights it is, Ann.
The news happens. You see it happen on Channel 7.
Some nights it is, Ann.
The station for news and information in Southern California. Now, Paul Moyer and Martin, Johnny Mountain Weather, and Todd Donahoe Sports. This is Eyewitness News Tonight.
Three men dead tonight in an execution-style murder in Los Angeles.
Good evening. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Wipe out.
They are bananas. Don and Mike.
So I found the magazine that has the pretty chicklet from TV, but on the website, they don't show the cover of the magazine.
Oh, bummer. Did you find any more Alison Starling on the web?
Well, the article is pretty boring, really. You have to see the picture of her to understand what I'm talking about.
Were there any other photos is what I meant. Were there any other nudes or anything?
There were no nudes, Mike.
No nudes.
No Alison Starling.
Someday you will. As the internet gets more and more sophisticated, you'll be able to, type in your favorite person that you see on TV and just /nude and bingo.
See him naked.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys. You guys are doing a great job.
I agree.
agree.
Well, thanks for that vote of confidence.
Now we can go on. Thank you.
It's a landslide, Mike. We're doing a great job.
I'm very happy with this review.
I just wanted to add to support Don's premise. Even Alias's Jennifer Gardner divorced her no-name husband once she got famous with Alias.
Now, who is Jennifer Gardner? I'm not familiar.
Garner.
Oh, yes.
Garner. Bye!
I've never liked that distinction. If you're going to pronounce the name correctly, pronounce it correctly. If we were going to clean your yard and do your lawn, we'd be Gardner.
Let's hear Wendy again.
Every time I've moved up in this business, it's because I've been so pissed off in a bathroom stall crying, and I get out and I think, F*** you.
And Joe is just telling me when you watch the entire video, and we'll have it at DonandMikeWebsite.com,
cool.
The beep does not do justice
right.
to the power
uh-huh. of the F word?
Of the F bomb.
Right.
That she uses. And she actually uses it as an action word.
Oh, very good.
It's the difference between me seeing you and saying hello or
right.
hello.
Good.
Segment.
It's done that way all the time.
Oh, that was the other
oh,
guy.
I'll give you
and
that
I
again.
Pick up the phone and I make that call that I've been putting off. Uh-huh. And next thing you know, I'm up another level.
Hey, are those two L.A. anchors still working?
Paul Moyer is.
But the lady's not anymore?
And don't know about her, but I know he's still working on KNBC in Los Angeles. And what's happening here? Hi, Don and Mike. Hello.
Yeah. Still Mike was thinking of. The girl was on the show called It's a Living. Yeah. I don't remember what the girl's name was, but that's the show she was on.
And Jillian.
Right. Yes.
I believe.
And her husband was a schlub.
But I believe when you brought it up during the commercials to me, I think her husband was a guy who attached himself to her after she became famous. And now that I even think about it more, maybe a retired New York City cop.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
Who became part of her entourage and then later became her bodyguard and then later became her husband. And he got notoriety because he didn't leave her when she had breast cancer. Right.
But do you think because he
As
was
so many men do
you do you think that really that I mean, doesn't they, count because he was but you know he was just an average Joe you know I believe just a police officer although an exciting job
see,
is kind of an average working job.
The reason I remember so much about it is that their relationship with Ann Jillian and this guy was played out like on the Mike Douglas show and the Merv Griffin show
and how in love they were and how wonderful and everybody was kind of like oh look at this guy
but
you know?
I think he met her because of his. Job, maybe not.
Wouldn't she go on like TV shows and rub his stomach and go, he's my little teddy bear and that type of thing? I seem to remember that. And I always thought, hey, that's great. You know, schlubs have a chance.
I think when she beat cancer, she played herself in a made-for-TV movie about her cancer.
And I do.
Is she still alive, incidentally?
I think so.
Is Ann Jillian still alive?
I do remember.
Get her on the phone, Buzz.
Doing a TV movie about maybe the guy as well. Like I was saying, what a stand-up guy they were saying he is. You know, and I remember watching it at the time and going, hold on a second. We're making a movie about how great this guy is because he didn't throw her to the side of the road.
Yeah, you're right. You know? You're right.
But I guess some do.
Do you think that, all right, take the whole cancer thing and late in their career out of it. If she just met him and he wasn't part of her entourage, would that count as the schlub factor? Would the famous woman?
I don't think Ann Jillian.
Damn, that was the only one I had going for it.
I don't think she's hot enough.
Now I'm that might be true.
Hello,
also.
Don and Mike show.
She lives.
Hey guys, how are you?
She lives. Thank you, Buzz.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I got a fat slob guy married to a famous wife.
Okay.
The only problem is she's a fat slob too. But how about Tom Arnold and Roseanne Barr?
No.
You don't get the concept.
Bye.
We're not talking about pigs with pigs.
And we're also not talking about people that are both in show business.
Hello, Don and Mike show. What's up?
Hi, yes. I thought of a famous person and a fat slob.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, it is the girl that was dating Ashton Kutcher.
Demi Moore?
She was in that movie with Alicia Silverstone. She was, like, brown-haired. Which, anyway, she just married a big fat slob that's getting sued for, like, tax evasion or something.
You're talking about, I would guess at best, a B-level celebrity, if we don't even know, because the only woman that I know that Ashton Kutcher has dated is Demi Moore.
Right. He was dating her right before that. They did that married movie together.
Oh, yeah.
Is it? It's not Brittany Murphy, is it?
Brittany Murphy.
Is it Brittany Murphy?
Yes, now she's married to some big Scotch law that's getting sued, I think, for tax evasion or something.
Well, hold on now. All right, I'll take that. And Brittany Murphy does count as a big enough star. But is this guy involved in show business at all? If he's an average guy.
Not at all.
So he's an average schlub.
And I think, if you see a picture of him, he looks like... I don't know. It looks like about the crack.
I tell you what, someone will Google it. We thank you for that. I'm not really sure about Brittany Murphy, so I don't want to talk out of my ass necessarily.
I mean, it was her breakout. Clueless was her breakout movie, but then she became kind of a bigger star. She's done a few big movies.
Wasn't she kind of like Putinky, kind of like Courtney?
In Clueless, she was
kind of like Courtney Love Light.
Well, yeah, in Clueless, she was kind of icky, and then she blossomed.
I know she's the one that got fixed up at the end, but I've seen her since, and still she's kind of.
She's not all that. No. She's still might count, though, if the guy's schlubby enough.
Hi there, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
I wanted to talk to Don and Mike about Hollywood Couple.
Well, where are you calling from?
Calling from Stafford. Uh-huh.
Can you possibly suck more energy out of the room?
I really don't think we can put you through. You would really slow the show down.
You're not really. Do you have a couple?
I thought that.
No, I'm sorry, you're not qualified. No.
No, listen, it's a good thing. We're just going to hang up on you because they would just call you names.
Mm-hmm. Can I say Elizabeth Montgomery?
Who was Elizabeth Montgomery married to?
She was married to a schlubby-looking guy. You might want to look up.
Yeah, but he was the executive producer of Bewitched, sir. He was sort of a showbiz player.
See, that's it. He's a player in show business. I am beginning to think that this might not exist.
And you're talking to us. Do you realize that? Please?
I just realized it. I had no idea that I would come right through.
Right, there you go.
And I'm really, you know what I'm hoping for?
No one listening to the show has ever heard us take unscreened calls before.
I am hoping for either past or present, the big Hollywood star that married the guy that was at home, you know, like the Big Lebowski in his bathrobe.
Mm-hmm. Non-existent.
Maybe you're right.
Hello, yeah. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
For American Pie, Shannon Elizabeth, she was married to a hurting guy.
She was married to a hurt thing guy.
Yes.
We need more information.
What was hurt about his thing?
Oh, he's gone.
But, you know, we've tapped into something. We're getting calls from the guys that this is wishful thinking. So you're telling me there's a chance.
Precisely.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's happening?
Not much. How about Hillary Clinton?
All right, now you've just destroyed the whole concept.
Not working.
What are you doing? Why do you even say that?
Well, Barbara Bush, then.
The entire concept is schluppy guys that are with beautiful women.
And we're not talking about just schluppy, but guys that have nothing going for them.
Guys like us.
They're big, fat, sloppy guys, but they and Don, I'm gonna give us a compliment. Not even like us, because I'm talking about the guys that have never been in the public eye in any capacity at all. They're out there and perhaps even unemployed. That's what I would hope for.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Mr. Mom.
Hey, I got one. Michael Merrin, his chicky poo.
Okay, well, we were talking about her before, so it doesn't count. And I've accepted that reality, and you know what? Maybe I'm the only one.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yellow.
All right, try that one. Hi, Don and Mike.
Radio God.
Oh, there we go. Hey, what's happening? How are you?
Hey, I'm good. I came up with one. I don't think they're married anymore, and you're probably going to buzz me anyway, but Shannon Elizabeth was married to some big, fat tub of...
All right, it doesn't count if you can't give us information on the individual.
Right.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what about Marilyn McCool and whatever her husband's name was?
Billy Davis Jr.?
Although Billy Davis Jr. wasn't the big fat guy from the fifth dimension.
He wasn't. But even if he had been, he was in the fifth dimension.
Right.
The Black
Burlive. Hello, Don and Mike show. I always thought he was the Black Dom DeLuise.
No, he was.
I thought
he was Burlive. Hey, Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hi there, how are you?
The couple would have to be Alfonso Cofield.
No.
I can't fault the listeners, Mike, because it's impossible to find.
I think you're right.
A major,
I think
hot
we've proven that point.
Who's married or dating a loser like you or I?
And the guy doesn't have to be necessarily fat. The guy doesn't have to be, you know, skinny. But it just, as you said, the loser.
Mm-hmm. You know,
the true loser. I mean, the true loser, the guy that has literally nothing going for him.
The regular guy.
Mm-hmm. Like he was a pizza delivery guy, like in Something About Mary.
Right.
Yeah. Name's Norm. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don. This is Elmo. How about Rosie O'Donnell and me?
Thank you.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, what about Liz Taylor and the Carpenter? I mean,
that is really only, I mean, even, I mean, as Don said, she was a pig before, too, yeah. But so far that's the only one that's even remotely close.
How about a very hot Hollywood star that's on the front pages of many of the gossip sheets and a husband who's a cook and a diner?
No, we're not going to talk about Leah.
Okay.
Yeah, and he is.
He's a good-looking.
You said it. I didn't want
somebody
to say
had
it.
To. You
know. He's gorgeous.
He's not as good-looking as he might be.
No, he's got that
and
whole.
And he's not getting any younger.
He's got that whole South American swarthy, look at me, I am the man that will make
Buenos
love.
Buenos dias.
Would you like salsa on your omelette?
There we go. Welcome to Vivian's.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
I got one for you.
Sure of course you do.
From the Food Network, Giada, she's married to an ugly guy named Todd.
I bet he's a player. I bet he's not a loser.
I bet he's a guy that was in the restaurant business.
Absolutely.
Or he's an executive at Food Channel. Or
yeah. Sure. Yeah, I bet he's some kind of, and I, you know, I bet you can find that out watching the Food Channel. He's, you know, he owns like yachts.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi.
How about a country singer? Martina McBride is married to a fat schlob.
You
nobody.
Know, you know, now, tapping now, into the country, that might get us somewhere.
Not that she's a piece of ass. But Dolly Parton is married to a regular guy.
True. Right.
And Dolly Parton has been married to a regular guy.
And Loretta Lynn was married to a regular guy. Boo.
Yeah, and Loretta Lynn is so hot. I would love to put some I would love to put some coal down that shaft.
It was due.
Loretta
it was
Lynn.
Due. Not boo, it was due. No. Hold on a second though. Loretta Lynn was a superstar.
In her day.
No.
She was a super hot.
No. Loretta Lynn, no.
She was a country superstar.
Mike, no. That was the entire premise. Hot woman, schleppy guy. Loretta
no,
Lynn.
When I started this whole thing, I said it could be either a hot, beautiful woman or an incredibly popular, superstar, powerful woman.
No, stop it. You did not. You did not.
I did, too.
You absolutely did not.
You can go back and listen to the tape I said that.
I will. Rob, I need a cassette.
a cassette for the way home.
I need an 8-track for the way
if
home.
If you're saying only hot women, then that narrows it a little bit.
That's,
Martina McBride.
That is the premise I've been working on all along.
All right. I was saying that if it's, you know, if you've got a, it sort of started out when, I forgot what you were talking about before, but it began with women, well, it began with Oprah, actually.
It was with Tracy Neal. I said she
And we
were
talking about the kind of guy that rises to her stature.
She would never have a guy.
Oprah's not hot.
Like us. You're right. But I would still.
There, let's leave it at that.
But if, do the beer game, though.
With Oprah?
Go ahead, ask me. None. I do Oprah sober. No beers. How about for you?
I do Oprah in one or two beers. Two beers.
How about you, Buzz?
I'd do Oprah if she had two beers.
So that's Buzz is even going further.
Uh-huh.
And is that the whole power thing?
Well, yeah, I mean, because she's probably smarter than I am. So
like how he qualifies that? Probably.
A couple of beers.
I think the odds are she probably is 1,000 times smarter than you.
I was trying to go easy on myself.
You're the newsman on our stupid show. She's Oprah.
I know.
We have tapped in, though.
Let's stop this right here.
Okay.
We got a break, Mike.
All right.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
But I didn't cheer. I stood right up and started shouting, "This isn't what happened last week! Have you all got amnesia? They just cheated us! This isn't fair!"
I know.
He didn't get out of the cock-a-doodle-doo!
The Don and Mike Show.
1, 2, 3, 4.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it, Jesus.
Are some people too stupid to live?
That's not news. That's old.
Is everybody happy? Yes, sir!
What about you, Paula?
I'm not happy.
Sorry about that.
Gracias.
Don't forget our motto.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't. Joe.
A couple of pain-in-the-ass jackholes. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
This show's going to be fun, man.
We try. If they gave prizes for trying, we'd be right up there.
189. We try every day.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I got two for you.
All right.
Britney Spears and Kevin Federline.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Already been thrown out there.
Okay. How about Julia Roberts and Danny Motor?
Danny Motor.
Who's Danny Motor?
Exactly. It's her husband. They've got kids together.
What does he do?
He was a cameraman.
She
met him on the shot of some movie.
Sorry.
In the business.
In the biz.
Cinematography.
We're making it a very narrow criteria. And the criteria for the, and I think we should. The schlubs are guys that have Joe Jobs and are schlubby guys.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Joe Jobs are not within the industry.
They can't be in any way involved in TV, movies, whatever.
Recording.
The
right.
hot chick. Mm-hmm.
Multi-millionaires.
Whatever her business
that
is.
That can't happen.
You know, it can happen. Someone called you about Carla. And I would say that I'm lucky like that. I was goddamn lucky. I mean, look at our website. Look at my picture. Look at me.
Right.
Like the Elephant Man. I had Frida for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Beautiful.
Yes.
Janet, absolutely beautiful.
Right.
I would throw myself out there as the prime example of the schlub.
If you're the prime example, I would be the super prime example.
You know? Okay, well.
I weigh more than you, and she's, she's younger than me.
But.
And I get crap everywhere I go.
But hold on, Mike. But it's not age. It's not age.
But also, no. we're talking about
it's
women.
The fact that you are also with a woman.
But also, we're talking about women in the public eye, and we're talking about going the other way.
Right. Yeah, but it happens in real life. And, yeah, you take the age out of it with you
right.
and Carla,
right.
and it's the same thing.
Yes.
You know, I'm sure if Carla was.
We've both been very lucky, I think. But when we're talking about this argument, it's going the other way. And it maybe could also go with famous actor guys.
Sure.
But that's almost, that's more difficult than the category we have.
A lot of times you do see actors with ugly wives.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, think about it.
You're right.
You see a guy who is thought of, and I can't off the
and
top
usually
of my head.
And they're very, in many cases, they're very long-term relationships.
Yeah, and it's
too.
A guy who, like, has a reputation for being a horn dog in his movies or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you see
Dennis Franz. Dennis Franz
that
comes
might
to mind.
Be the case.
Yeah, used to bring his wife when he was winning. When he was winning all those Emmys, he would bring his wife, his new bride, to the Emmy Awards.
It would be a guy that a cocksmith, someone out there, someone like.
Right.
They would say, okay, there's George Clooney, and then you see his wife, and his wife looks like Philip Seymour Hoffman. Right. Okay. I guess it happens, but almost impossible to find a very hot, beautiful, popular woman. With a regular Joe schlub. And by that I meant also not only the way we look.
Yeah, but you're not taking into account our incredible level of fame.
Right. Again, that's why I said we're schlubs. Also has to be someone who's
but
not
we
just.
Don't, we don't have Joe Jobs. We don't have
it's
Joe
true.
Jobs.
But we are losers mm-hmm. as far as moral fiber and being.
But you're with a beautiful woman. You were with a beautiful woman. You're with a beautiful woman now. I'm with a beautiful woman. They are not. Movie stars, though, they are not in the public eye themselves, you see, so it's kind of a push. But just the beauty factor, you're taking just the beauty factor in. I'm talking stardom and prettiness, both on men and women.
I was just talking about in real life.
Yes.
I mean,
when we're seen out at a restaurant, for example, it would be like, whoa, what's the deal? You know?
I know.
What's in sad?
They look really? Like, really? Wow, you're beautiful. Yeah. And, you're with him.
Yeah.
Right.
Have you ever gotten what I've gotten? Seriously?
What was that?
I've gotten this, and you're going to laugh at this. It's my girlfriend, Carla. I got this one time. No. Yep. There you go. How about that?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike. Oh. I think who Mike was talking about originally. The first lady, was it Ann Jillian?
Oh, would you stop? That's a lot. Whatever with it. Bah, 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 bah.
Very unpleasant.
Hi, Don and Mike show. This sounds better. He said facetiously.
Quick question about the contest.
Yes, our brand new contest we're doing, Mike.
What about our contest?
It's a simple one. Are you really looking for to marry?
I'm sorry your phone dropped out because your phone is horrible.
Okay.
Have you thought about maybe rolling your window up?
What are you trying to say?
Well, I am just asking a question. Is that what you want, Mary? A father?
What the hell are you riffing on? Do you understand,
yeah,
Mike?
Yeah, I hate to do this because he doesn't deserve me coming
true
in there.
But save it. What's he riffing on?
He is talking about something about Mary. Oh. When the guy that's on the crutches comes in and he's trying to... sabotage Matt Dillon, and because Mary's talking about the fact that the guy farts. And he says, is that what you want, Mary?
You know what?
A farter?
You only remember that because you just saw that movie again
just
recently,
saw it,
right?
Yeah. God damn it. I gave that guy too much credit.
Hello, Don and Mike. Well, thank you for explaining it.
Yes, yeah. I've been watching that movie like crazy.
Hello.
Hey, Don, Mike. I was thinking about Cher and that Rob the Bagel Boy guy.
Rob the Bagel.
Yeah,
boy.
Hold on. You know, Cher did have this might be a good one.
All right.
Although there could be some discussion about Cher and the hotness of Cher at the time that she was with the Bagel Boy.
Was it long enough ago?
Hold on. Well, it was definitely post her winning the Oscar. Mm. It was definitely after that.
But she's still Cher.
And it was around the time she made the video when she was on the ship with all of the sailors.
Oh.
Remember
when we were first noticing the plastic surgery?
Mm-hmm.
That might be creeping just a little bit into Liz Taylor land.
And I'm sorry, I remember Cher, like in those old publicity pictures, where Sonny has the bad Three Stooges Beatles haircut, and they're both wearing like Flintstones clothes, and it's Cher.
That's pre-nose job Cher.
Yeah, it's Cher before anything was done to her at all.
Right. Mm-hmm. And my fondest memories of Cher are Cher doing the TV show with her belly button and waiting as a young kid, waiting every week to see what she would be wearing, and it was super hot.
Counselor, I want to tell you something. That is a compelling argument because, like you, I also watched Sonny and Cher.
Mm-hmm.
And even though she was flat-chested, I always wanted to bang her. So I guess
absolutely.
I mean, in her time, when she first started to get fixed up, she was hot.
Exactly. She was very hot. And you know, I mean, Sonny was incidental there. You just wanted to see what outfits she would be in. And then she did that that whole deadpan thing with him. It was fantastic. That might count, though. It's right at the Bagel Boy.
I'll say this, though. Yeah, he was just a regular schlub. But here's the thing. As I recall, he was a hunky bagel boy.
Oh.
It was like somebody younger than her, someone with six-pack abs.
Oh, see?
Some guy who could hump like a chihuahua.
Doesn't count. Doesn't count because those guys can be out in public with him. And it's, hey, look, she's with that gorgeous guy.
Hey, hold on there on the phone a second. And also, when I say like us, losers like us, what I mean is, for instance, a guy like you, Mike, who could be tunnel vision on something like the Red Sox.
Uh-huh.
I can't picture the hottest woman in the world or a really hot TV star or a hot movie star coming home. And the guy would say, you know, sitting there in his underpants as you yesterday writing Go Sox on your belly.
Yeah, I was out last night watching the game. Tonight I will be in my I said to my buddies, I'll be home watching the game in my underwear tonight.
Or I will use myself as an example, you know, sitting 2 inches from the TV playing Madden, you know. Now, what hot movie actress celebrity is going to come home to a guy like that?
Yeah.
She's not.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
It's going to have to be. It's impossible.
And, you know, as you're saying this, you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking I'd rather be me.
Thank God for regular girls.
Exactly. Yes. Absolutely.
Otherwise, guys like you and me, we wouldn't have girls.
And in some way, I'm satisfied with that. I'm 100% okay with
that. Rightly so.
Hello, Don and my show.
Hey, my lord, my lady.
Hi there.
Hey, I think she may be famous because of the situation, but what about Joey Buttafuoco and that one gal?
All right.
Nope. Not thick enough.
Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
I've got it for you. Jill Eikenberry and Michael Tucker on L.A. Law.
That's your couple.
No, but Michael Tucker was a famous actor.
They were in the business together. They were on the show together.
He was a famous guy.
That's the whole thing. The guy cannot be related to her business.
The guy not only has to be a schlub, he has to be a schlub that has a Joe job.
And not to confuse the streams here that we have going, but a good example, except that she's a pig, would be Liz Taylor with the plumber.
Yeah, Larry Fortensky. And Liz Taylor was, what, 10 years past her doable stage before.
Liz Taylor still looked like John Belushi at that point.
Right, but even at that, I remember when that story came down, even at that stage of the game, everybody was going, what the hell is she doing? And the reason they were doing that, because nobody put this schlubby guy with her. And she was in pig
Although,
zone then.
You know what? He was kind of a schlub. He was like,
An uber schlub.
He was like Siegfried and Roy schlubby. Like,
well, he had the big blonde hair, but he was kind of
yeah.
You know,
like an older Cato Kaelin.
Yeah. Exactly. An older, a little doughier Cato Kaelin.
That's the best Cato.
Don and Mike show. Hello there,
Christina Aguilera.
All right, who is she with?
A record producer.
It was a dancer.
I think it's either a record producer.
Either way.
Either way, it's someone in the industry, who's tied to her career.
But he is. But I have seen him, and he is schlubby. If he had a Joe job, it would be perfect.
Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Famous reporter Joan London. She married a schlub.
Well, Joan London is, please. You know what? I wouldn't F her with Charles Gibson's.
Wow.
Joan London is busy having test tube babies on TV every week.
Yeah. Even in her day, in her prime, you wouldn't do Joan London?
I wouldn't do her with David Hartman's deal.
There you go.
Yeah, and David Hartman.
And when exactly was that day? Her day.
That's when David Hartman was growing up with his twin brother, Norv Turner. They both had that quality. Acme Staten.
And their dad, Tommy Lee Jones.
And their Hispanic cousin, Edward James Olmos.
he's the man.
Yeah,
as far as cracked skin, bad skin.
That's the face on fire. Somebody tried to put it out with an ice pick.
Hi, Don and Mike show.
Leah Remini and her pizza man.
Honey, been done,
honey. We already told you. As much as we don't like the guy, think he's a tool. He is kind of a love stud. He is one of those guys, good looking guy.
She's gone with her late thought.
Hello, Don and Mike show. And he's the ultimate hanger-on.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding?
Yep.
He flips pancakes at her restaurant.
Oh, come on now. He's a restaurateur.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello. From the future.
How's it going? I'm taking a weird one here. Judge Judy.
No, married to another judge.
And plus,
not hot.
Who thinks Judge Judy is hot? God.
I bet in her day.
There was not such a day.
Oh, I bet I'd love to see a really young picture of Judge Judy.
Okay.
I bet she was a POA.
It has to be a drawing.
I tell you what, George Custer.
A hieroglyphic.
Don't pee on my leg and tell me that it's raining Genghis Khan. Come over and make love to me now.
Somebody find me a young picture.
I'm Judy Shineland.
Judy Shineland.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
What about hot as balls Paula Deen and her Bluto-looking husband?
All right, now wait a second. I want to talk about this because really, that almost, let me tell you why. Her level of fame on the Food Channel, she is the rising star of the Food Channel. And if she had even a remote level of hotness, but that's the classic schlubby guy. He's the tugboat captain. He's the dumb tugboat captain that doesn't even talk, but she brings him on the show. That's pretty, you know, I think that's in the spirit of where we're going, but it's not a full-fledged one.
I will shock you now. Mm-hmm. Ask me how many beers for Paula Deen.
How many beers for Paula Deen?
Three.
She does it for you a little bit?
Yeah. I'd butter her.
You know, all right, let me ask you this.
I would butter her like a roll.
I'm really glad, first of all, that you're aware of Paula Deen, that I'm not the only one watching the Food Channel. And I'll tell you this, is part of that because you know that she probably really likes sex.
Yeah, that's what I just
said. She is a horn dog.
I would butter her up like a roll.
Mm-hmm.
I would roll her on her back, and I'd be the Pillsbury Doughboy.
If we got Paula Deen on this show, I think we would have a very good time with her. I think she's a naughty, naughty woman. And in her day, was probably very naughty.
I don't think there were ever, like, she's like the other one. I don't think there ever was a day. It's just, come on. You know,
I saw her whole bio, Paula Deen's bio, and they had pictures of her when she was younger. She was not an unattractive woman.
Did she ever not look?
No, she had a time when she was actually young, and you know what she looked like? She kind of, there was a similarity to that young Roseanne picture that you like so much.
I swear to God, I was just going to mention that. Yep. When Roseanne lived in a trailer and was kicked out of the loony bin by the Mormons,
right.
In her biography, there's a picture of her when she was about 18, and you do the double take like, that's Roseanne.
Paula Deen had kind of a similar look.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. We're all thinking about doing Paula Deen right now.
Yeah. It's a little off base, but how about Nikki Cox and Gold Bobcat?
Oh, no, they're both.
He's a performer.
They're both famous.
We explained that.
Nikki Cox. Love that name, though.
Double X, right?
Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Three X's.
Thank you, Buzz. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike. Good afternoon.
Hi there.
Jodie Foster. Hot-looking actress. You never see her with a good-looking model boy.
Because she's a lesbian. Please, come on. No,
Is the concept too difficult? Is the concept too difficult?
Apparently so.
I believe so.
But also, it is lending itself to the theory that Don had that really we're not going to find the hot, famous woman with the schlubby guy that has a Joe job.
What about Vieira?
Meredith.
Her husband is a cripple.
Doesn't get much schlubbier than
that. God, Meredith Vieira with you always. Meredith Vieira.
We can only hold on
she's
so long.
She's not hot. I'm sorry. She's not hot.
Oh, I'd love to be with a woman.
Put that fantasy away.
Mike, I'm with Rob on
I'd
that.
I'd love to be with a woman that's not that not hot.
Oh, God.
Zero beers.
Black.
No. Zero beers. And I would say to her, I'm going to
40
make,
beers.
I'm going to make love to you like a man that God has not.
That can walk?
like a man that.
I think that's the attraction with you guys, is taking advantage of the guy that's in the wheelchair.
No, he's not even in the room.
Oh, Jesus.
He's in the next room.
Meredith.
That's the turn on for both of you.
No, it has nothing to do with
it. Why do you want to be with the afflicted?
That's what it is. That's the turn on.
Come with me. Watch me walk and dance and speak.
She just has the attitude. She's a dirty bird.
Wow.
Yeah, she's hot.
Oh, yuck. God, really?
Yeah.
I don't know where you guys.
I think.
What keeps me tuning into the Today Show? It's not a great show.
I think Meredith Vieira, I'm not kidding you, Jackson. I think she is about the most sexual woman on television.
I agree.
Really?
Naughty.
I got the major
boy,
one
do I have
her.
To go back and look? I got three. It's three against one now. I got to go back and take a look at this
She's
woman.
She's easily the sexiest woman in morning television.
No, no. I disagree. Because it doesn't always count as morning television.
Anus-eyes Diane Sawyer?
No, the sexiest woman in daytime television is Sam Champion. Going away. No, I mean, right.
His husband also is in a wheelchair.
No, I think that it's not Natalie Morales, but it's the other one.
And I don't think that.
And now we've got Amy Roadblock, who's on the Today Show, and she is the sexiest woman.
I don't think Vieira's husband is in a wheelchair.
I think he is.
I don't think so.
I think he requires a lot of assistance.
Try about main anchors. You got on the main anchor chairs. You're fine.
Well, Morales.
She is the leader. I'll give you that.
It's not Morales because she's getting more Kennedy-y as the days
she
go
is,
on.
She is, and she's just waif-like. She really is.
You think Vieira would go for that? Watching her on TV, I don't think she'd have the morals to do it.
To do what?
Cheat?
To cheat on her crippled husband.
Yeah. No, like Lauer hasn't already been there.
Yeah, but his
Matt Lauer,
his model girlfriend. Is not afflicted. And how did he keep that?
That's where they got the whole concept for the thing. He was like in another room, couldn't make it into the main room, was going, hey, where in the world is Matt Lauer?
And wasn't it in the tabloids that Matt Lauer was getting a divorce, and now the next thing is he's on TV talking about how much he loves being married, he loves his kids and everything?
I thought he had gotten a divorce. He's still with that woman?
I heard him talking up kids the other day.
All right. I'm still trying to just get it in my head. I'm gonna watch the. I'll sit 5 inches from the TV screen.
It's her attitude. It's in her head.
Really?
Yeah.
I tell you what, I guarantee Meredith Vieira does. I guarantee she's a dirty talker.
Uh-huh.
In bed, yes. I ask you not. I guarantee it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Yes. Harder.
She thinks she likes it everywhere? If you know what I mean?
I hope not. That would ruin it.
Think about it.
Ugh.
You're saying so she's so darn sexual, she's probably experimental.
Mm-hmm. What if Crippy Crip was there?
Got to take him out of the equation. But there goes his name again. And that's where the attraction comes in. just him somewhere going.
See, it's working on you now.
No, I don't think she's hot. Never thought she was hot.
No, not Meredith.
Don't like her nose.
But the thought about doing it while her husband or
that doesn't do it for me. Where did he go? He's getting her number or something like that. I have no idea what he's doing.
Time out. Buzz, if you want any help of doing the news, we got a break right here. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Looks like baby vomit.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did you hear I finally graduated?
Yeah, and just a shade under a decade, too. All right.
You know, a lot of people go to college for 7 years.
I know. They're called doctors.
The Don and Mike Show.
I don't like you. Probably never will. You're a smug, unhappy little man, and you treat people like they were idiots.
Oh. Buenos dias.
Even funnier than a barrel of faggots. The Don and Mike Show.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias, yes, smug.
I'm
smug
not sure
man.
What happens in today's show? I'll tell you that on tomorrow's show.
Yes.
Well, let me see. We're going to do our Arnold thing. Arnold and the Fires tomorrow.
Yes. Oh, good.
A whole segment for that.
Good.
Also, we're going to bring back Stump the Stoop, brand new mega version, which Rob has decided ways not only to foul it up and make it more confusing, but make it easier for you, the home listener, to beat me at this game.
Well, they need every chance they can get.
Also, now tomorrow, Mike, Buzz, Joe. Uh-huh. We have a guessing game tomorrow when we have a mystery guest.
Okay.
A supermodel. We've had a lot of chatting about models and who's hot and who's not.
Right.
Tomorrow we will have a bona fide supermodel on the show.
Wow.
Not really sure what we're going to speak to her about. We may pick games with her. Now, is she going to disguise her voice? Because she does have a kind of a hint.
That is a hint, if she's got a distinctive voice.
I believe if you heard the voice for... How long, 15 seconds?
Yeah, yeah. She's going to work on disguising her voice. She was hesitant today because, you know, she's a model. But I think I talked her into it. So
okay. That's tomorrow's show.
Try to love her, Rob. Try to love her a little bit.
Just try.
He does. Oh, trust me. Even the asexual Rob Spiewak. Have you, or Rob, here's one more hint for everybody in this, in this room right now. Uh-huh. Me, you, Buzz, Mike, wouldn't you say we've all had thoughts about this particular supermodel sexually?
Oh, I guarantee it.
Absolutely. There you go. Nice. Tomorrow should be on the show.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
Now, let me see. I'm sure these calls will be a mistake. Hello.
Yeah, but we have to take them.
The Don and Mike show. No, we don't have to take them.
Hello. I know we don't.
Good setup.
Just take it while I find what I'm looking for. Hello.
Yes, you're right. Yes, I'm sorry. I was talking because, see, foolishly, I thought there was no one on the line because you waited so long.
Never mind. Found what I was looking for.
Very good. Bye.
Found what I was looking for.
Bye,
Ben. Jesus.
Let's try another one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Yes, radio show.
Hey, guys. How about Catherine Mulgrew?
Kate Mulgrew?
Uh-huh.
How about she's not even the sexiest captain of a Star Trek show?
Is she married to a schlub?
Yeah. Well, a washed-up one anyway. Ex-politician.
Politician.
And Kate Mulgrew, even back when she was on that soap opera, she was never hot.
She looks just like Meredith Vieira.
Hey. Vieira's hot. Hi. Meredith Vagina. Hey. Hello. Donna. Hello.
Hey, the winner of your contest, Shannon Elizabeth, she married a total schlub who I don't even know what he did before, but I know there's a divorce now.
You know, we need more information. We've had about a million people call with that.
Yes, mm-hmm. Shannon Elizabeth has been, probably four or five calls.
All right, so let's see. We'll do the Arnold thing tomorrow.
Good.
We have not yet listened to the tape of Kelly Ripa being interviewed by Michael Eisner.
Oh, so this is Michael Eisner interviewing her.
Yeah, Michael Eisner has his own show.
And I guess this is the time of the week where we want to start looking in on Jimmy Kimmel both at night and in the morning, right? Yeah. Just to see whether he's getting the real burnout factor.
Today he was so tired, he was funny as hell.
Good
today.
For him. All right.
Funny as hell. Kept talking about wanting to make love to Kelly Ripa.
How good, tired, horny, tired.
Yeah.
And I have to credit you for really, really watching everything on television, because it was 15 minutes into the first game of the Red Sox World Series, and you called me and you said, CNBC has Michael Eisner talking to Kelly Ripa. You should tape it. And I said, I will. But you know what I had to do? I had to go in and put it into my channels. I don't even watch CNBC.
Yeah, it's a gift.
You don't miss anything.
I just flip around. I try to watch everything, my friends.
CNBC is a good pull. You know, getting through that one.
That's Carrie's
favorite. Do you do it with
the guide
or do you do it with just like literally changing channels?
I just changed the channels, and I only checked on CNBC because it's been recently added to the tier of high def channels.
Okay. So it was luck too.
Yeah.
So I see in high def there's Kelly Ripa and Eisner, and Kelly Ripa is becoming more and more Kathy Lee-ish.
Yes. Oh, she certainly is.
I know we've discussed it on this show about her with Regis. Listen to a little bit of her talking about her company, Kelly Incorporated.
How are you taking advantage of your obvious success, your likability in business? Are you going
to
do things with Mark?
Because I have the talk show, it has allowed me...
No, I just got to tell you right there, that rubbed me the wrong way.
I know.
Well, you know what rubs me the wrong way? Hearing Eisner have a TV show where he asks a question when he the man with the worst diction in the history, where he goes, how are you taking advantage of your show?
But she's saying, because I have the talk show.
Yes, and not
honey,
really.
You're simply the new model of Kathy Lee.
Mm-hmm. How are you taking advantage of all these things you're doing?
Fudgy the way.
How are you doing this? I've got my own TV show.
On a couple of different fronts to sort of open other business opportunities. First and foremost, the sitcom came. Like that. What it showed me is...
Now
this the business of show business that we're talking about here?
She is sitting in a high-back director's chair, as he is. And you must see her. She's sitting there with her legs folded and her tight arms from doing all of those stretches or whatever, her Pilates. And as she's speaking, she says... Oh, yes. I mean, I went on the show, and she snaps her fingers, and I got the sitcom just like that.
How is this making you an evil person like Kathy Lee?
Sitcom came like that. What it showed me is that I really did have a passion for sort of making the show happen, which is why Mark and I started a production company. But in terms of, like, all of the sort of media stuff, you know...
Her poor pussy-whipped husband now has to work, like, making Kelly Ripa T-shirts and sending them out. Really, that's what they go into. They go into great detail about how he runs the empire.
Mark is a genius. I'm sure that'll come in here.
It all goes back to that morning show, that great opportunity that a lot of people said I shouldn't do because I was an actor and it would ruin my chance at acting.
Oh, my God. It's happened.
I told you.
Every single one of them.
She's become Kathy Lee.
What is it with TV?
She's crawled to the other side.
Uh-huh. They don't. What does anybody ground these people?
You know, I sort of go on the air every day. And during those first 20 minutes, that host chat, where we don't know what the other person is going to say, we open up and we talk about our lives. And I find that...
And I find that I care what Regis talks about. And when you talk about going to the Hamptons, it makes me want to swallow a tampon. I like hearing about Regis fumbling, losing his keys, stepping in puddles, having triple bypasses. She was good. You know what? She's like Hitler, Rob.
Oh, yeah.
She was good.
Oh, absolutely.
She was good in the beginning.
She was hysterical at the beginning.
Kelly Ripa.
That action of just talking about my life, talking about things that I do in my life, have just brought to me other business opportunities.
Aren't you a spokesman for companies?
Are you a spokesman for companies? Is that what you're doing? So are you really excited about doing all these things?
How did you become such a cunning runt? Really, Kelly, tell us.
One day, told a story on the air about OnStar and how OnStar settles marital spats between Mark and me. And the company, you know, immediately contacted me, thought it was great. And so, you know...
Oh, my God, she's gone.
Yeah. It's just like that.
The ego is gone.
Hold on, Mike. There's more. She's got to talk about her other commercial for Tide.
Spokesperson for the company. I one day got a stain out of Regis's shirt, you know, on the air using Tide. I became a spokesperson for the company. So, you know, these things When you take on sort of the advertising side of things, signing up to be a spokesperson for companies like Tide or like OnStar or Commerce Bank, you have to believe in what you're talking about.
Oh, God! And she has just named her entire portfolio.
Oh, my. Yeah, she's getting them plugs, too.
There has to be a ring of truth to what you're saying, or people will sniff it out like that.
Right, because I really buy those Commerce Bank commercials with Regis in the tuxedo. And incidentally, you're the co-spokesperson.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She's the co-spokesperson Commerce Bank.
And for OnStar, they've got a little someone named Jeff Gordon, who I've seen doing those commercials well. And Jimmy Kimmel does an OnStar commercial.
You know, and I think that's what's so beneficial about my job is sort of I haven't had to go seek these things out and say, well, I can say this is really great or that's really great. I've just said it, and then they call me and say, would you say it? Would you say it? And
she doesn't know.
And pay me lots of money.
She doesn't know. She doesn't know how she's coming across with
this. I stumbled upon that last night.
Oh, thank God for that.
We've got about a half hour worth of her just talking about being her.
That's great. Boy, I mean, already in the first few minutes, you just hear all these references. And for example, I got a spot out of Regis's tie, and bingo, they called me, and, you know, poof, it was magic.
Now, Michael Eisner and Kelly Ripa.
So, Kelly, thank you for coming here. Let me just start off by saying that
all right, it's Eisner. Let me just start off by saying, I just want to say, Kelly, I'm really happy.
The show jumped 75% in ratings. And
yeah, right, because Regis was on his last leg, and thank God you saved him. Uh-huh. And right, what a gross distortion of the facts.
It is.
The ratings jumped 75%.
Come on.
No, they didn't.
Right.
And the ratings increase was due to the fact that Kathy Lee was gone.
Back to his voice. What if the announcer had said, and now here's Kelly Ripa with a drunken Alec Baldwin? It's what it sounds like.
And Kelly, thank you very much. First year. It's up again this year, another 3%.
Another 3%.
So unless it was new lighting or something in the air, it seems that your introduction onto that show had an enormous impact. So I congratulate you.
Well, thank you for having me. I credit the lighting. I really do.
Well, lighting is...
Oh, you're self-deprecating. Listen. Here's how I want my women on TV to be. Here's Wendy Rieger from Channel 4.
Amen.
In Washington, D.C. Wendy, darling.
This is a woman.
Here she is. Here's a lady. Says it like it is.
Every time I've moved up in this business, it's because I've been so pissed off in a bathroom stall, crying, and I get out and I think, F*** you.
It's a lot more real.
Wendy, really?
That is a lot more real.
It is.
All right, so we'll get to the rest of the Kelly Ripa stuff tomorrow.
That's a good idea. I really hope we get a chance to take all the Kelly Ripa thing put on here.
I like
DJ
that.
DJ in Indiana one more time.
Who are you calling in Indiana?
Matt Albro.
The guy in Indianapolis who is trying to set the world record for longest radio broadcast in history.
One of the things Don and Mike do is they call guys that other DJs doing stunts.
Who are you?
Michael Eisner.
We tried the guy about 3 hours ago on the request line. No answer.
Kelly, the ratings have gone up 75% while you've been there. What do you attribute your success to? Enormous success thing with it. But how about the Mystic?
Yes, of course.
Wasn't that the first?
That was the first time.
And explain that. And well, was that planned?
My very first time guest hosting on the show.
The Mystic. This is what she's going to claim is the divine moment. She was guest hosting while they were looking for the next Kathy Lee, and they had a psychic on, and the psychic said, "You're pregnant," and she went, "Oh, my God, I haven't told anybody. And at that point, she feels that she was hit by lightning, that God selected her out of that moment to announce the psychic knew she was having a baby, and that's how she got the gig.
Oh, I'm going to throw up. Boy, it's over. I used to look at her.
And I was only there guest hosting because somebody else canceled. The host they had originally scheduled canceled. And so I stepped in at the last minute. I worked at all my children down the hall for 13 years. So I was a very easy sort of, can you make it here in 4 minutes? Yeah, I'll be right there. So I showed up. Nobody knew I was pregnant. Mark and I hadn't told anyone. It was very early on.
You had told Mark.
Mark knew, yeah.
Mark knew it was another man.
Yeah, I would hate to surprise him. But so nobody else. else knew. So I show up and
really, so the stork didn't just call you and ask you to do commercials.
Well, here's the story. Don't worry about this. What happened was they called me to guest host, and suddenly the pumpkin that I was on the street turned into a carriage.
So get it out of your mind that you're up for some job, which was, whether he knew it or not, so helpful to me, because I figured there's nothing to lose, just go have fun.
And so that,
every time I've moved up in this business, it's because I've been so pissed off.
That's right, Wendy.
In the bathroom stall, crying, and I get out and I think, F*** you.
That's grounded.
One more loose end, then we'll go right to Buzz. Let's try my high school friend.
Oh, yeah. The guy who wrote the letter, Mike, read yesterday.
The guy from yesterday?
Yesterday, it was a fascinating letter. Filled with all sorts of high school memories.
A guy who may or may not be part of the DOT.
Right.
And a guy who is a skilled letter writer,
clearly.
And also maybe involved in...
We'll be riding wildfire.
Yeah, he's out in California. I'm going to call him right now.
Out west, they'd say.
Okay. Let's see... What happens?
This is just a follow-up for everyone that was listening yesterday around this time when we tried to call this guy. Hi, my name is this guy.
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the...
Well, that's more than we got yesterday.
We'll return your call.
No, we got that.
Oh, we got that yesterday?
And now it's going to say it's not set up.
Mike Ludwig, Don Geronimo, returning your call, former high school friend, wondering if you were in the DOT club... Call me back.
And what do you attribute your success?
Well, how do you get the goddamn thing to...
You hang up.
You just... Doesn't it go beep?
Hello? Hello?
Every time I've moved up in this business, it's because I've been so pissed off in a bathroom stall, crying, and I get out and I think, F*** you.
George Michael, that's the last time you force yourself on me.
I can't believe it.
All right, goodbye, Mike Ludwig.
Pat Collins touched me. Damn him. He made me wear one of his tweed hats.
Pat Collins had nothing on under that London fog raincoat.
An incredible... Who's the midget weatherman on the weekend?
Steve Villanueva.
Steve Villanueva, put on my dresses.
Every time I've moved up in this business, it's because I've been so pissed off in a bathroom stall, crying, and I get out and I think, F*** you. And I pick up the phone and I make that call that I've been putting off.
That's right.
And next thing you know, I'm up another level.
That a girl, tough as nails.
I like that.
Hey, you, American University Eagle.
Bitch on
Heels. Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Like that, Buzz?
Yeah.
You got some news?
Do.
We got some time. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Mommy boobies.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz? You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. Yep. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Gracias.
The Don and Mike Show.
Buzz.
It's all about the buzz.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Balls on fire. The Don and Mike Show.
Tomorrow we'll talk about maybe the worst article ever. Jive as hell about last-minute costume ideas.
Oh, super.
Also, a great list we didn't get to today. A list put out by the Veterinary Society of America. Mm-hmm. Talking a lot about dogs on the show this week, our animals.
All right.
The things that were found in dogs' gastrointestinal tracts most often.
Ew!
Number five, corn cobs.
I'm surprised at that they'd be able to get all that eaten. Uh-huh.
Number four, sticks.
Yeah, easy. Sure. That's easy. Sure.
Number three, pantyhose.
I actually chased a golden retriever around a yard with the pantyhose coming out of the golden retriever.
Number two, socks.
Mm-hmm.
I think socks had something to do with that.
Well, laugh loud.
Number one, and imagine their breath. underpants, underwear.
Yeah.
That's what dogs like eating most.
Soft and chewy.
Underwear. Uh-huh.
Soft and chewy and tasting of doggy goodness.
Uh-huh. Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
Wow.
Dogs like the taste and smell of
cotton. That.
Of cotton.
Yeah. Right. Let's say that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Hi, Buzz. Good.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi there.
Well, the feds are now investigating arson in at least one of the California wildfires.
No, not it's not Carson, arson.
Oh, arson. Sorry. Arson. No,
I got a solution for those guys that they find that do the arson things
what's
out
your
there.
Solution?
You do the Wicker Man.
The Wicker Man.
You recreate the Wicker Man.
You know, I've seen that all over HBO, and I like Nick Cage. I never saw the movie.
Never saw the end of it?
I never saw any of it.
Oh, I saw that. I see the end of it all the time. It's got a great scene. If you see the end of it, you'll know what I'm talking about. Do that to the arsonist.
Hmm.
Yeah, there you go.
Investigators found at least three different ignition points for one of those fires. That's one of the surest signs of arson. They're also trying now to stop copycat arsonists who are running around. Yesterday, one arson suspect was arrested. Another man shot to death by police as he tried to run away when they were investigating.
Good. Shoot him in
Amen.
The head.
Fantastic.
Bastard.
There have also been theories that Al-Qaeda started the fires. There's no evidence of that.
Right. Of
Come
course.
On.
Gay sex. Whoa.
Hold on. That was the wrong tape there. But,
Buenos dias.
There we go.
There he is.
Buenos dias.
Let's get our Christ on.
Are some people too stupid to live?
That $2 million found in David Copperfield's Las Vegas warehouse may have been on hand as hush money. A friend of the woman who says Copperfield raped her claims he offered the alleged victim $2 million to keep
quiet. I like rape.
This friend tells National Enquirer the woman had been invited to a party in the Bahamas, but
what the bleep happened here?
Well, I'll tell you, when she showed up, she was the only one there besides Copperfield.
Why do you favor rape?
He talked to David Copperfield about that.
That bitch!
The friend says the alleged victim tried to fight him off, quote,
why?
But she said that just seemed to turn him on more.
That was not funny.
And quoting the Enquirer, after Copperfield had finished with her and left to clean off, the young woman had the presence of mind to use her cell phone to take photos of the crime scene to preserve evidence she didn't shower. TMZ.
What glorious goo.
TMZ, exactly. TMZ, meanwhile, reports the Copperfield's roadies always made it a practice to invite women backstage to be photographed and interviewed as a screening process for groupies. Their pictures apparently kept on file.
That's kind of taking it to another level. That's not like just picking the women out of the rows in the concert.
It's not like Elvis sending someone out saying, give that woman one of my scarves.
And send her up to the room, Jack, and make sure that her toenails are clean.
Whatever you do, do not have a dog eat her cotton underpants. Because wasn't that... Yes. Oh, was his big thing, right?
Yes.
Was,
he liked cotton panties.
White cotton panties. White cotton panties mm-hmm. on virgins.
Right. Chicks in space. While you weren't looking, women took command of the stars. Right now, for the first time ever, a woman is in command of the space shuttle. While another woman is in command of the International Space Station. There are only two human-occupied vehicles in space. Both of them have women drivers.
That skank.
46-year-old Pamela Melroy, a retired Air Force colonel, is in the captain's chair of the shuttle Discovery.
And here she is talking about her struggles in NASA.
Every time I've moved up in this business, it's because I've been so pissed off in a bathroom stall, crying, and I get out and I think... you.
Commander Wendy Rieger
of the Starship Channel 4.
You know who would be a great astronaut? Meredith Vieira.
Oh, stop it with that. God.
Mike, you'd like it if she was an astronaut.
A vish astronaut.
I bet she does that.
I think
you know
so.
What? I bet she does too.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll look at it tomorrow.
The ass?
Well, don't just look at it. Eat it.
Eat it.
Patrick Bateman.
Pamela was on her way today to meet up and did meet up with 47-year-old Peggy Whitson, a scientist and the first woman to be in charge of the space station.
Peggy.
What's next? A woman president?
Well, what have we here?
Looks like a woman president, Charlie.
And a television.
Ah, fantastic.
Thank you, Charlie.
And a brand new black and white television. Charlie.
A shocking number of us would gladly trade our spouses for time on the internet. A new
Bob Spiewak.
He already has.
A new a lot of people have, actually. Yeah. A new Zogby poll shows Americans to be gay for the internet. The survey says nearly one in four of us, men and women.
Gay.
Say that's a new Robbie poll?
Zogby poll. No, it sounds like a Robbie poll. Men and women find the internet a suitable replacement for a significant other by a margin of, 24% of us. The survey says 11% of us wouldn't mind having an electronic chip implanted in our brains that would allow us to access the internet in that way.
Well, there's so much to offer, Charlie.
We are retarded if we think like that.
The internet, yes. Yeah, it's the way we're going. It's what's happening to us.
Am I the only one that's bored with the internet?
I'm totally bored with the internet.
I'm not bored yet.
Really?
Yeah, there are nooks and crannies I haven't discovered
yet. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff I like. I mean, I like it for I think for all the wrong reasons. Porn.
Uh-huh.
Fantasy football.
I haven't heard a wrong reason yet.
I like it for reading old newspapers that I can read from other cities that are the same old newspapers that have been in those cities for years. That's really what I love the idea that I can sit at my computer and go to three different cities, you know, two papers in New York, one in Boston, and
read
the
eBay.
Paper.
I like eBay.
But you're taking it for granted. Like in the old days, if you needed information and you had to go to like, what, an encyclopedia or, God forbid, leave your house.
Oh, I know how good it is. It's just, you know, really sometimes when you're just surfing.
Love it.
You get it. You can get a little burned out.
Yeah, but hold on.
Never.
Don't you love TV more than the internet?
I like TV more than the internet. But what Rob said, I do love it for information. Yes. That's the greatest thing. You know, anything you want answered, it's
anything
there.
Anything
you want.
If you really want to hear the story of a sad, worthless child, I always wanted a great set of encyclopedias when I was little. Because, you know, a great source of information and stuff. And that's totally useless now. Everyone has the best set of encyclopedias in their house.
He's already won us over with that.
Faggot says what?
What?
Well, marriage can make you fat. Research.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No.
Well, you take your little short pants and go to the back of the class. There you go.
Sit on those
Father, I'd like a set of encyclopedias.
Not
that. Every other kid that got his ass kicked
Rob,
in high school.
You learn all the lines to Bye Bye Birdie.
Got him.
And we're going to go to Safeway, and we're going to get you that Britannica. Remember when you go to Safeway and you get one a week?
It was like Funkin' Wagnalls, dog.
I have the entire Encyclopedia Britannica and a vinyl copy of The Music Man. It's the best Christmas ever.
Now, go upstairs, put on your outfit, and come on down and do Annie Get Your Gun for us.
Dance.
The whole show.
World Book was the best.
Yeah.
Researchers at the University of North Carolina studied it and found that people gain weight once they no longer need to find a sex partner. Once they land a partner or once they stop trying, Mike's raising his shirt, they put on the pounds. Mike
O'Mara. I love
you. I thought he sucked.
I love you, Carla.
Now they say this.
I hope you're listening, honey. I hope you're listening right now because Daddy loves you a lot. I love you, baby.
Do you ever do that in front of her, what you're doing right now?
Yes, I do. Oh. I dance in front of her, anything. She laughs her ass off. Only after, though. Never before.
Right.
One does not want to make her nauseous prior to the act. One wants to create the illusion that I am a sexy man.
Give her encyclopedias.
Give her encyclopedias, John.
Describe what Mike is doing. I get tired of acts.
He's raised
his
shirt halfway up, exposing the real belly part of his belly, and he's rubbing his hands. He's got his hands spread wide, and he's rubbing them both over the surface.
That's right, John.
Massaging them, caressing his belly. Yes.
Thank you, Charlie.
Now I must cover up because we're getting a little cold.
We are, are we?
Not me.
Well, this thing about putting on weight after you get married, they say this is especially true if you get married young. They studied 1,200 couples, all of whom who got married in their late teens and early 20s. Both men and women gained 24 to 30 pounds in the first 5 years.
Yeah, but you lose that weight after you have some problems in your marriage. It's called your wallet.
People who stayed single also gained weight, but 6 to 9 pounds less than married folk. No longer seeking a sex partner was the biggest factor in weight gain, but not the only one.
I've had two marriages, and about 7 years in, I go on a bit of a financial diet.
Married couples also dine out more, they cook bigger meals, and they have kids, which leaves less time for exercise.
I'm just emaciated at the end of a marriage. It's all gone.
And you're going to love this. This is going to be fun.
Mike, it's real simple. It's the Richard Simmons plan.
Mm-hmm.
You write one check to this one,
right?
One check to that one, and when you're done with ex-wives, you're done writing checks for the day.
Amen.
When we return,
deal a divorce. It's not deal a meal.
That's why at the end of my marriage, I always wear those candy stripe pants, those shorts that Richard Simmons wore, and I cover my body with baby oil.
Americans rank their favorite fast foods when we continue.
Oh.
Did you ever?
Yeah, a lot of that.
Now I'm listening.
Uh-huh. Did you ever think, is it a big one, Buzz?
It's a good list. You're going to like this.
Favorite fast foods.
Is it regional?
National, regional, all
is
of
this. Is this going to be a top so many list?
Yeah, best, worst, best at this, best
How
at that.
How many?
It looks like we probably cover a dozen places here.
Oh, I can't wait. Maybe. I won't eat during the commercials then.
Good for you.
How about a banana?
With bananas on top. I want a piece of toast with just a little honey, Junior. I only have one thing to say, Don.
What is that?
I'm never, ever full.
And went home and had Chinese.
And went home and had Chinese food.
Okay, Buzz.
Looks like there may be two dozen restaurants on this list. Oh.
2 dozen?
Yeah.
Like donuts.
Mm-hmm. Boy, all right. I better move my big gulp to the back of the car.
God, this show is looser than Vieira. I swear to God it is. Let's tighten this up. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Who he?
Shut up! WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot? Oh.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, cats and kittens.
Come and stem their roads. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Absolutely. Make your way to our website if you get a chance. DonandMikeWebsite.com. We are revamping it again.
Wonderful.
Let me see. I'm looking at the viral video section.
Uh-huh.
There's one that's under the heading, Deposition Gone Bad. The next one says, Much Penis Going On Here. Then it says, this would be a good one, Rodney Dangerfield does TV ad for Larry Lujak.
Oh, very good.
I remember that from when I worked at that station with him.
Sure.
Cher sings song about Don's Escalade. Scene from The Godfather. Pissa, P-I-S-S-A-H.
Right.
A Red Sox video.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica Seinfeld with Regis.
Oh, good.
My goodness sakes, they got a lot of great stuff on this.
Good stuff. Enjoy yourselves.
And there's a very nice link on the front page to see Wendy Gone Wild.
Good.
So check it out. Thank you, Joe, for handling that. And now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. A new Zagat survey of fast food joints puts Wendy's and Panera tied for first place.
Wendy Riegers.
Wendy's and Panera.
Really?
Now, that's among the mega chains with 5,000.
Every time I've moved up in this business, it's because I've been so pissed off in a bathroom stall crying, and I get out and I think, F*** you.
Dave Thomas touched me again.
Here, have some chili.
And made me wear that retarded wig.
Yeah, but I gave her a Frosty afterwards.
Wendy's and Panera in first among the restaurants with 5,000 locations or more in the U.S. Subway, Pizza Hut, Dairy Queen, and McDonald's round out that favorites list. Now, among all the fast food chains, regardless of their size, Panera ranked first, followed by Chick-fil-A, Chipotle, Quiznos, and Sonic, the drive-in.
I hate Panera.
You hate Panera?
I hate Panera.
I like Sonic. This Sonic is good.
I do, too. This is going
to
be.
I've never been to Sonic.
It's going to be a controversial list. Very Midwestern, I think.
Okay.
In a three-way tie for worst fast food, the worst fast food, according to diners in the Zagat survey.
The McDonald's right off Main Street in Fairfax, Virginia.
Fairfax, Virginia.
No fair with individual locations.
No,
these are chains as a whole. Burger King.
Oh, hold on. I got another guess.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Hey.
Hey.
Halloween party Saturday night. Sorry, I needed that one.
Yes.
All right. Sorry about that.
Common street walking whore.
I'm putting fake tattoos on and going as a biker.
You'll want to see that.
Thank you!
Three-way tie for worst fast food. Burger King, Domino's, and Little Caesars.
Domino's.
Sbarro, Taco Bell, and White Castle tied for second worst.
Sbarro is skanky.
Mm-hmm.
Sbarro is always skanky, always looks like someone lugged on the pizzas.
Well, they're in malls primarily.
I'm shocked about Burger King.
Yeah, I am too.
Burger King's a good burger.
A Whopper?
Yeah.
Can you argue with a Whopper?
Or a Whaler?
There are some surprises in here.
He trumps me again.
Only he would know a Whaler.
Yeah, just sucking down a Whaler, reading his goddamn encyclopedias.
Well, it's fish.
With his Fu Manchu mustache.
Yeah. Keep it.
Okay.
Eating healthy. In the individual categories, Wendy's won for best burger, Chick-fil-A won best chicken, McDonald's won best fries, Dairy Queen won best shakes, and McDonald's won for being the most kid-friendly and for having the best mascot. Now, among the sit-down chains, Outback was the winner, followed by Cracker Barrel and Red Robin.
Follow your nose.
Chili's. Wait till you hear this. Chili's and Olive Garden tied for fourth among the best sit-down chains.
Mm-hmm.
The worst sit-down chain,
Buzz,
yes?
When you're here.
your family.
Right.
The worst sit-down chain.
All the breadsticks you want.
Hmm, what are they trying to do there?
Duh.
Would you like some water with that? Load up. The worst sit-down chain is Chuck E. Cheese, just barely beating out Denny's and Old Country Buffet for the worst.
Oh, my. That's like a dagger in your heart.
I go to Great American now. That's the one I go to.
The next to the worst sit-down chains include Waffle House, Shoney's, and Friendly's.
Friendly's?
Yeah.
Really?
Made the worst.
I don't get that at all.
I'm kind of a fan of Waffle House as well. You got to be. You got to be. Hold on.
I
you
like Denny's.
You got to be in the right mood for it. Meaning,
well, which means loaded.
Sure. Yeah, you got to be drunk. You got to be drunk or coming off being drunk.
And and take yourself a good antacid before if you're gonna eat that Waffle House. I mean that syrup or whatever comes up on you at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Now in the special awards categories, Cracker Barrel won for best service.
Oh, my God.
Mike's having a coronary.
What is going on?
Obviously, you don't dine at Cracker Barrel.
I walked out.
But a tip of the oyster to Hooters for coming in fourth on the best service list. The rankings are decided by people like you, some of whom are obviously horny.
Mm-hmm.
And finally.
You walked out of a Cracker Barrel?
I couldn't. You know, it was a bunch of, you know, people sitting in rocking chairs. And they had a store. I never even got to the hostess stand.
One of the things that makes it so popular, because it was also voted the restaurant having the best facilities, as well as the best service.
Facilities.
Who has the nut log?
Shoney's.
Stuckey's nut log.
Has the pecan log, yes.
That sounds like an appendix being removed, doesn't it?
Sorry about the diverticulitis. And finally, Paul Croft is a manly man who works in a factory in England to feed his 5 kids. All his kids love the Harry Potter, and Dad loves the kids. So he got their names, the kids' names, tattooed on his back alongside a very well-done sketch of Master Wizard Albus Dumbledore. He spent a year getting
this. Thank you, Charlie.
Uh-huh. This guy spent a year getting this tattoo done. It's very elaborate. He's not about to give it up now. But Paul says the other blokes at work are giving him hell now that we all know Dumbledore is gay. Paul hates going to the factory now, but quoting him, it seemed like a good idea at the time.
Gay.
Tattoos.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Oh.
Thank you, Buzz.
Yeah.
I play this for you.
Thank you very much. Boy, that's great. I love this.
All right, so let's have a good night for the Red Sox.
Hope it doesn't rain out tonight. I really hope they get the game in.
I done come in all angry and hungover tomorrow.
I'll be fine. I'll be 100% fine.
Let's all hope they win the game.
Yes. Remember, home in my underwear. I should be fine.
We'll see you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
It was so rainy at Executive Getty that I had to squint, but you'll never guess who I saw.
Who'd you see there?
Jeff Stryker and Seika.
Seika. You didn't see Randy West?
What about Peter North?
Peter North. You got to get the traditional one in there.
And what about Madonna Friends?
Yeah, another star.
Oh, go to break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.